not this again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
Barack Obama! We ain't never seen a brother like Barack Obama. Looking nice looking brother, young, young. Every time I see Barack, I'm like, so when you getting back with New Edition?
We not rich like y'all. That's one thing y'all gonna have to understand. This year, we will be, because we have Barack Obama.
I don't even know what that means.
Want to do something special for your man this holiday season? Schedule his prostate exam. Prostate exams save lives and prostates. Give the gift that says, I love all of you.
And now.
Well, we've done our good deed for the week. I think now I can make love to your anus without making God angry.
Our feature presentation.
Dale Hart. Corey Hill. Set for round number two. Fight scheduled for 3 5-minute rounds.
Don't want to hear this.
You ready? Fight.
Dale showing a lot of head movement. Eats a nice kick. Oh, Corey fell down. Oh, his leg's broken.
Stop the fight. The fight is all over. Corey Hill has suffered a broken leg.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The doctors are in quickly.
Oh, man.
What? And bent backwards?
Yes. I saw it when he went down, and I thought that I was seeing things.
Dale Hart feels horribly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
When was this? Last night?
Last night. Psycho Mike has, yeah. By the way, we're take your phone calls on this or any topic. Kevin means what to do nephew for a Thursday. Call us right now to win a prize. Be on the air, 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike got the same email we did from KROQ listener John, who tipped us off to this. He was watching last night, and he has not scrolled down to look at the photo. I thought we might have him do that now so he can describe what it is we're looking at.
Okay. That's a good idea. You know, it's funny. I had the exact same reaction when I started looking at it because that makes me sick.
Yes.
Ever since I broke my ankle, and anytime something like that happens now, I have that reaction to it, so I couldn't watch it.
Find a guy in America of a certain age who can watch the Joe Theismann video when his leg broke like that on TV. What's up, fellas? You got to check out this picture. It's from a preliminary unaired fight last night from the UFC event. Warning, it may gross you out. This picture was not altered in any way. The full fight is available on UFC.com, where I watched it this morning, by the way. I would rather watch One Guy, One Jar than watch this fight again.
It's pretty much the first
major injury to ever happen in the octagon. Anyway, take care. Keep up the good work. John from Arcadia. Psycho Mike, you ready to scroll down?
I need you to resend it to me.
Oh, what a surprise.
Did you delete it?
He doesn't have it.
I think so. I don't see it.
All right. I'll send it to you.
All right.
Anyway, bad times, right?
Well, it's at least 90 degrees, if people are wondering that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Bean, you have the picture there?
I didn't follow that. I said bad times, and you said it's at least 90 degrees? I didn't get that.
The break, the angle of the break.
Oh, the 90 degree fight. Okay,
yes.
I was confused. Yeah, I mean, it's just hanging. I mean,
oh,
it's basically...
Oh, that's not possible.
Yeah, there's nothing left, is there?
Oh, that is not possible.
It's like you broke a carrot in half.
Come on over here and have a look. Oh, that's not possible. That has to be Photoshopped.
It's way possible.
Oh, my God.
But when you watch the fight, when you watch the fight, though, I mean, it was a kick to the leg like so many others.
Yep.
There was no way to predict that it was gonna deliver that kind of, you know, that kind of hurt.
He's kicking to the leg, and the guy just raises his leg up to block the kick, as you do, and the shin hit shin, and one of them gave.
Whoa.
Wow, is that gross. Wow.
Good God in heaven. I've
look
never
at that.
Seen
that
anything
it looks,
like
it looks
that.
Comical.
It looks like rubber. Yeah, it doesn't look real at all.
It's a cartoon.
In Muay Thai, in Thai kickboxing, that actually happens. No, I don't want to say
too
often,
much.
But that happens. It's happened before, and there's video of it happening in Muay Thai.
Oh.
It's just one of those random, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened, but oh well, type of things. Like when the guys get neck stunners in football, you know, every once in a while, if people are putting themselves in that situation, full swing kicks towards the lower leg, you know, some percentage of the time a guy's going to raise his knee to block it, and that happens.
Oh, what God. What in terms of their recovery, do they ever come back from something like that?
They just put him down. I think they brought a guy out with a rifle.
Yeah,
they put him down.
Took him to a vet.
Both bones below his knee, the tibia and the fibia, are completely shattered. So, I mean, that's
wow.
My God.
Wow.
All right. Well, yum.
Yum.
Thanks, everyone.
He's right.
Good times.
My God, that's painful.
Yeah, Joe Rogan just lost his mind. Stop the fight!
Yeah, have you ever heard Joe Rogan yelling, stop the fight? No. Like, what's the announcer doing yelling that?
Well,
was he like running out of the booth?
Right.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
That was a natural reaction.
Of course.
That's what everybody was thinking at the time. And
I didn't see the fight, but you can tell he definitely did get up from the table or did, because you could hear his mic, his voice go away from the mic. So
yeah.
Wow.
He's like, no, no, no.
Wow.
Fight. Dale showing a lot of head movement, eats a nice kick. Oh, Corey fell down. Oh, his leg's broken. His leg's broken. Oh, stop the fight.
The fight is all over. Corey Hill has suffered a broken leg.
Whoa. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yep. The doctors are in quickly.
Oh, man. I saw it when he went down, and I thought that I was seeing things.
Dale Hart feels horribly.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighter Corey Hill will be unable to continue. Therefore, referee Donnie Jessup has called a stop to this contest at 20 seconds of the second round, declaring the winner by TKO, Dale the Demon Hart.
They have to walk.
They have to call it a TKO. They can't call it a crippling. Declared the winner by crippling.
Yeah, it's so much more than he broke his leg.
Wow.
When you see it. That's an understatement. Whew.
Well, I sent the photo to Dave first thing. I don't know how long it shouldn't take too long. He'll be able to put it up at Kerouac.com so you can see the picture, and then you can watch the fight on UFC.com. We can put a link up to that too if you want to see it. But good times.
Damn.
All right. Let's move on and let's never talk about this again.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
I'm surprised Mike didn't vomit, because sometimes that's his reaction when he sees stuff like that. So, all right, how about 1-800-520-1067? Get on the air, get a prize. Today, it's the number one selling extruded snack in America. It's the snack that bedevils you guys. It's a family-sized bag of flaming hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
All right, let's begin with Eddie in San Fernando. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. What do, nephew?
What do you do?
What do, baby boo?
Hi, Eddie.
What's going on?
Hi, I was going to mention about the topic you guys were mentioning, the UFC fight.
Yes.
Don't know anything about a UFC fight. Haven't seen anything on that. Haven't talked about that.
You mean the picture of the guy's broken leg?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Did you see the fight?
No, but I seen a video back then about exactly the same way that happened. Two guys fighting, and then...
Oh, you saw a video of another fight where this happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw some previews on YouTube, and then, oh, Lord. Threw me back in the day when I saw the last video.
Yeah. Somehow that sticks with you. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know how or why. I have a physical reaction to that stuff, too, since I broke my ankle. Before that, I was fine. But it's a physical reaction. It's just, oh.
But like I was saying, in Muay Thai, it's not, like I said, happens every fight, but it's pretty common that something like that, a shin injury.
But not in the octagon. You don't see this kind of injury in the octagon.
Well, almost never.
Because guys have other tactics that they can move to. In Muay Thai, the right kick or the leg kick is the most common attack, and the shin blocks, raising the knee to block is one of the most common forms of defense. So it's only a matter of time before that's going to happen.
Eddie, thanks for the call, and go Raiders. By the way, it's weird. It's a weird coincidence because yesterday I mentioned the movie The Deer Hunter because we were talking about Mark Ruffalo, the actor's brother, in dying by Russian roulette. And there's a very powerful scene in that film from the 70s about Russian roulette. Well, there's another scene in the movie where a guy jumps out of a helicopter and breaks his leg, and a portion of the bone comes through the skin when he breaks his leg. And I'm not kidding. I had nightmares about that scene in the movie for years on and off. I mean, literally years on and off. That's one of those images I'll never get out of my brain. I still remember it.
Yeah, that's...
That movie was amazing, and I could never see it again. I could only really? Watch it one time. Yeah, it's just too disturbing. The it Russian is. Roulette it... is just awful.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tara in Fullerton.
Hi. I watched the Cheech and Chong show on December 5th, the 10:45 showing.
Oh, you went to Gibson?
Gibson?
Yes. And it was amazing. I asked the person there, that worked there, I said, was the 8:15 showing like this? And she said, oh, no. All the potheads waited until 10:45 to come out. The whole amphitheater was filled with smoke.
Awesome.
And then at the end of the show, they played Up in Smoke, and then they all lit up again. I don't even smoke, and I got a contact high.
Awesome.
You couldn't not by being there. It was amazing.
It's funny because it's not legal, obviously, and the security guards are supposed to stop you, obviously. Yeah. But if there's 6,000 people there doing it, what?
Seriously, yeah. What are you they
You can't arrest
do?
Everyone.
Right.
Well, you know, Tommy Chong's wife is a comedian.
Right.
And she goes up at the beginning of the show, and she does her act. Well, she asked everybody in the audience, she goes, now how many dealers do we have out there? And everybody cheered. And she goes, well, you know, they wouldn't be mad if you threw a joint on stage. And so somebody did. They threw a big old long joint on stage
nice.
Right at her feet. And she went over and she picked it up and she goes, oh, how cute. She goes, now what am I supposed to do with this? And people were like, throw it back. And she's like, okay. So she threw it back behind her on stage.
Oh, that's funny.
Saved it for later.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I like that.
Glad it was a good show. It sounds like it was fun.
Awesome.
I like that the potheads can't be bothered to go early.
Yeah, no kidding.
8:15, no thanks.
I went to a Grateful Dead show at the Sports Arena back in the 90s. And same deal as with Tara is I had such a contact high. All I remember is when I got home from that concert at like 11:30 or 12 or something like that, I couldn't eat enough. I was so
yeah.
hungry. I had like 20 bowls of cereal after that concert.
Let's go to David in Los Angeles. Good morning, David.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
I'm calling maybe for the recycle my office last night during the Laker game. Tex Winter, he's a assistant coach of Phil Jackson. He sits right behind him.
Right.
The guy looks like he just has something better to do every game. I don't know if you guys catch that.
He looks bored.
So does Phil, by the way.
It looks like he just zones off, like if you left the oven on at home.
He's the one. He's the one who created the.
The triangle offense.
The triangle right. offense, right? That guy's brilliant, yeah. But yeah, it doesn't look like he's terribly interesting.
Dave, I think you're totally right. I think he's one of those dudes that just has a ridiculous level of basketball acumen and an incredible knowledge for the game. So
yeah.
Most of it, and especially since he's been watching game after game for 40 years, he probably
yeah.
is bored. I mean, he probably doesn't see much that excites him on a basketball court.
I thought I was the only one.
No.
He's, yeah, you guys are great. I love you guys' show, man.
Thank you, man. He's that way, and Phil Jackson also, during some games, you go, he's napping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
totally,
taking a nap.
Yeah.
He's in zen.
Hey, Mike, anything interesting happened to you with anyone sitting nearby at the Laker game last night?
About midway through the first quarter, Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park sits right next to me. I mean, like, his elbow hitting my elbow. And
where's he from? I can't remember.
Phoenix.
How about
area.
That? Phoenix.
And he was rooting for the Sun. So about like midway through the third quarter, I kept going, I'm sorry, you know, you have glasses on. Can you see the scoreboard from here better than I can? Because I can't. What's the score?
Nice.
I did that with Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys when I went to the Celtics game, the one we won
right.
last year.
The one, right.
I was just mouthing off. I picked the right game to go to because the other games we got destroyed. But.
All right. Well, if we didn't get to you today, thank you for calling. You can try again tomorrow for the early edition of Kevin Meets What to Do, Nephew. A lot of people have broken their leg that way. We do not want to hear from you.
Yeah. That's, wow. That is not good. All
that
right.
was a poor way to start the day.
That's not the way you would want, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
Let's tell you about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning. We are going to tell you about the new eBay.
Thursday morning of the what? I'm sorry, the what?
I apologize. It is the 11th of double December.
Does anyone hear me complaining about the breasts?
Okay. Eli Manning has an eBay auction. You can have a lunch with him, and he'll give you a tour of the stadium, and it's for charity.
That's cool.
So we'll give you some details about that. We might need to check in with Eli on that particular story.
Yep.
Is this his retard adult ed class that's the benefiting from the charity, or is
pretty
this
much.
For other disabled people?
No, that's a good question.
Okay.
Our own Omar Khan has some strange, hateful reactions to certain things.
DJ Omar Khan.
And yesterday he went off on something. We were like, how can you possibly be that annoyed by this particular thing?
You never know with him. Seems you like, just never know what it is.
It's Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
Well,
yeah,
that's part of the problem.
Part of it. Yeah.
Also, who are you people that get pictures of your pets with Santa Claus?
Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike.
Who are Mike. You people? Pictures of your pets with Santa Claus.
Oh, dogs love Santa. They're into the Christmas story, and it's so much fun for them.
Is that your impression of Mike?
Oh, that's my impression of anybody who happens to be taking their dog in to get a picture with Santa.
Plus, we're going to talk to Tony Fox, who runs a resort in Australia, and he... Has that been canceled?
Well, who knows? Oh, well, Tony.
He was supposed to be here yesterday or the day before. I can't remember.
Yeah. Right.
But somebody else took the phone off the hook. But anyway, they were having trouble booking, so he finally just decided to make it a nude sex month, and it's just gone through the roof.
Sure.
Huh. Magic words, I guess.
Yep. Hard to believe.
Nude sex is the best kind anyway.
That's true. That is the best. And also, we have tickets in the pit for both nights and backstage passes for both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, a different way to win them this morning.
Oh.
And we'll explain all that coming up just after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got a lot of people that email and say, how can I earn them? I have trouble getting through on the phone. So we'll give you a chance today on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break, and Ralph Showbiz Beat is next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
So 12 hours from right now, night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 will already be sold out, and we'll be minutes away from night number two going on sale. You want to make sure you are not left behind. If you plan to buy your tickets, go to KROQ.com. Make sure to be a street team member. It is free to register. Get all the details through the website. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
Dude, you hear about some guy broke his leg in the MMA fight?
Yeah. See the picture?
Happened.
See the picture?
Nah, yeah, I choose.
Oh, see the video?
Geez.
You choose correctly.
I choose not to.
Yeah.
It was rough, Ralph.
You do not find pleasure in the...
I don't either.
No.
Disfiguring
no
or pain in others.
I don't either. But the oddity of certain things is you never see something like that. Like a break that extreme. You just almost never see it.
Which it is. It does sort of challenge your perception of
yes.
how you know life works.
Somebody drew that. That's a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. When I saw that
special
hit and
effects.
Run, when I saw those girls bounce
yep.
in the air, it was the same thing. The only thing that went through my mind was like, this is unlike any position I've ever seen a human body in before. It goes counter to everything I always thought I knew about life.
Yeah.
It kind of throws you for a loop. And then you have nightmares.
Yep. Yeah. That happens.
That's, I don't like
that
nightmares.
Is true. You're right. It is 5:55. We'll talk about Ralph's vacation plans in the Orgy Sex Resort in
Woo-hoo!
Australia coming up after the news at 6. First, time for the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. What's going on?
I'm going to throw my shrimp on Barbie. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now.
See, because you didn't say on a Barbie.
No, some girl named Barbie.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex dog.
I don't sound sexy.
This is going to be a surprise to you kids, but... Tom Cruise is crazy in love with Katie Holmes.
Is that
no
right?
Way.
This
really?
According to Tom. Yeah. He is doing a lot of press now for Valkyrie, his new movie where he plays the Nazi who tried to kill Hitler.
Yeah.
Is he wearing the eye patch during the interviews?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Okay.
On both eyes, oddly enough. He has two eye patches.
Really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Very strange. And he was being interviewed in Canada recently and couldn't help but talk about how crazy in love he is with his wife, Katie Holmes. He picked out his engagement ring for Katie after their first date.
Okay.
Well, when you're hiring someone to marry you, I guess that's the safe bet.
Yeah, his people had already worked out the contract details. He just had decided.
Allegedly.
He was casting a wife, so I guess he knew what was going to happen.
Allegedly.
He said she told him that she dreamed of marrying him as a little girl, and he said, being a true gentleman, he didn't want to disappoint her.
Well, that's nice.
That is nice.
So he'll marry anyone that wants to marry him?
Yeah.
I'm in love with Katie Holmes! Right. I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay! Go see my new movie! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay!
K-Rock microphones were there. The set of Gossip Girl is just a teenage boinkorama.
Yeah?
They're all just effing each other over there.
Mm-hmm.
The latest couple is Ed Westwick and Jessica Zohr. Apparently, they've been spotted making out. Penn Badgley and Blake Lively are still hot and heavy.
Sure.
And Chase Crawford and Taylor Momsen now apparently have hooked up, according
wow,
to the New
wow.
York Post.
That's the show to be on.
So they're just humping like rabbits over there. Show's not that great. The numbers are bad, but they're having a great time.
They
are.
Sure are.
And that's why you get into show business, people. Just a hump equally attractive people than yourself when you're a young teenage star. Speaking of attractive teenage stars, Jennifer Aniston. not a teenager anymore, but she got in the business when she was. She'll be on the cover of January's GQ magazine.
Okay.
In the nude.
Yay, yay. Really?
Apparently the cover shows her covering her breasts with her hands, her legs are crossed, and she's wearing a striped tie. But that's it. Just a tie.
All right.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I like Jen.
Sure.
I think she's about to pull something out of her pants.
No, she's all woman. Speaking of looking good, have you ever wondered how Britney Spears got so back into shape so quickly?
Sure.
I wish it was that. Apparently it was more dangerous than that.
Uh-oh.
According to Star Magazine, Britney's been busted. She is taking the drug Topamax to stay thin. Are you familiar with using Topamax, Psycho Mike, for weight loss?
I know about the drug. I don't know much about its chemical properties.
It is a drug that is used to keep people from seizing, apparently.
Mm.
It's a seizure medication. Sometimes they use it to treat migraines. But it apparently helps you get thin. Of course, it has some side effects.
Yeah, what are the side effects?
Involuntary shaking, insomnia, wild bouts of anxiety, and apparently just tears up your organs. But other than that, you look good.
Good times.
Yeah. She takes it twice a day, apparently.
Wow.
Because it keeps her from snacking. Well, that's one way to go.
We haven't seen the pictures of her that were so prevalent for a while of her walking around holding bags of hot Cheetos and stuff like that. Remember, she was always eating a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, now she's just shaking. She can't hold the food because she's shaking too badly.
Good times.
Top 10 TV shows last week. The results are out from the Nielsen ratings. You will be surprised, my friends.
Top 10 TV shows.
What is number one?
Last week.
Barbara Walters Presents. Didn't even know Babs had a special on
last
week. But apparently she did.
Not aware of it?
She had her 10 most fascinating people of 2008.
Ooh. Ooh, were they fascinating?
I didn't watch.
Oh,
liar.
Sunday Night Football on NBC was the ninth most popular show. 2.5 Men, still in the top 10. Number 8, 60 Minutes was 7. Grey's Anatomy, number 6.
Still doing that well.
Yep. Desperate Housewives, surprisingly.
Still doing that well.
Still a hit. The OT, which is the Fox post-football show on Sunday NFL, was number 4. CSI was number 3. NCIS was number 2.
Of course.
And the number 1 show in America last week?
Dancing with Dogs.
Not Dancing with Dogs, oddly enough. You'll be surprised and pleased, I think, to find out that The Mentalist was the number one show in America.
Wow.
I love that show.
I do, too.
That was number one.
Number one. It's a smash hit, The Mentalist.
It's first season, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a rookie show, and it's number one, so congratulations.
I love that show.
Huh. Speaking of Grey's Anatomy, rumors are swirling that T.R. Knight is asking to be let out of his contract over there in Grey's Anatomy. He says he's receiving... Insiders are claiming, he says, that he's receiving so little to do this season that he wants off the show.
Sounds like the opposite work environment of Gossip Girl. It doesn't sound like anyone's having fun over there.
Yeah, I don't understand. Just shut up and do your job. You got 3 years on your deal making an ass load of money, and you're on a smash hit show, and before this you were flipping burgers. Shut up and just do your show. It's your job. Not everybody's 100% happy with their job all the time. But you're getting really well paid, and it's an easy gig. Just go do it.
And he certainly had a ton to do where others didn't have as much in past seasons.
Right. Everyone gets their shot in the barrel, right?
Yep.
We've seen him and Katherine Heigl and Isaiah Washington.
Yeah.
They're in a really cushy gig, and no one seems to be very happy over there.
They all went off.
Patrick Dempsey's bitching and moaning. What the hell?
It is funny, though, that most actors dream of the opportunity to be on a hit show like that. That's job security, yet everyone on that program seems to hate it.
And by all accounts, you know, it's a pretty good show. People seem to like it. I think it's pretty well written.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It's not like you're hosting Dancing with the Dogs or anything.
True.
Right, exactly.
Shut up and do your job, for corn's sake. And speaking of actors, shutting up and doing your job, looks like there will be a Screen Actors Guild strike.
Oh,
it could happen as soon as February.
No.
What's the deal, Ralph? That's your people. Come on, stop that from happening.
The ballot gets sent out on January 2nd. Then they will be tabulated quickly. Results will be made public January the 23rd. So we'll know by the end of January whether there will be a strike or not.
And whether there will be an Oscars or not, by the way.
It's looking real close.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Bean brings up an interesting point. The Academy Awards are on February the 22nd this year. And if they do go on strike... I doubt the actors will show.
dude.
So it this, would be the economy cannot origin. Survive this.
Yeah, they really can't. And I hope they consider that. I hope you actors consider that when you're casting your ballots, people. Come on now. Let's do the right thing.
Are they being asked to strike? Is that how it works? They send out a thing saying, please vote for? Or is it just...
The current management is recommending, pushing for it. Recommending, yes. Because they feel like they should be getting a better deal from the producers. Better than the writers or the directors or anyone else has gotten.
Dude, lame.
So we'll speaking of award shows, it happened too early for me to grab it this morning, but the nominations for the Golden Globes come out this morning. So in the next hour, I'll give you the breakdown of all those. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jermaine Jackson is 54 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue turns 50. Gary Dordan, speaking of CSI, he is 42. Mos Def turns 35. And comedian actress Monique. Monique, less funny. That's what I've always said. She is 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Very sketchy choice, if you want my opinion. If you're one of those people who's been trying to win your tickets by telephone as we've been giving them away for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 shows this weekend, and you're frustrated because you always get a busy signal you can't even get through, good news for you. We'll tell you in about 10 minutes how you can win them. You can earn them this morning without having to use your phone. How about that? So that's on the way. First, though, Kevin, when are you leaving for Australia? You got your plans yet for March?
This afternoon.
You're just going to wait? You're just going to head down to the White Cockatoo Resort in Queensland, Australia, and just wait till March when the thing happens?
Yep. Just I want to be there when it happens. It's an Australian nude resort that had banned swinging for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now, because of the tough economic times, apparently is going back to what they know best.
Oh, nice. Okay?
And we have the guy who runs it. We have Tony Fox on the phone. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very good. Thank you.
Good evening to you. I understand it's like midnight where you are. We appreciate you staying up and talking to us. Hey, what's the economy been like in Australia? We're having very tough times here in the United States. Is it the same thing down under?
Yeah, we're pretty reflective of exactly what's happening there. I can tell you, though, we're 18 hours ahead of you guys. So in the 18 hours that you still have to live, it'll be just more car companies asking for more money and more, people,
Yeah, that's
no
great.
Different.
Now, so you run the resort. You were having trouble booking it?
No, I wouldn't say that. We just, tourism's down in this area by a fairly large percentage, as it is worldwide, and we just decided to, rather than go to the government for a handout, we decided to look outside the square and think of how we could improve our business in another way.
Good for you. Now, tell me a little bit about the White Cockatoo Resort, and then we'll talk some specifics about what's coming up in March 09. Is it a big place? Been there a long time? What's the deal on it?
Been here 20 years. We've owned it for about 7 years. In the time we've owned it, much like we're doing now with Marsh that you've mentioned, thinking outside the square, Mossman's a sleepy little country town. Property is quite small, 24 chalets, self-contained chalets.
Mm-hmm.
Boutique, unique, intimate type of property. We bought the place. We thought for part of the year we'd have to do something different to improve business, so we started operating as a nudist resort. So we've operated half the year as a nudist resort and half the year as a conventional family resort for the last 7 years, and business has been good. But March that we're here talking about now has been brought on simply because drop in tourism numbers worldwide, and we had to think just that little bit more left of center.
Okay.
Certainly, yeah. All right, so let's describe what's going to happen in March. What does almost anything goes mean at the White Cockatoo?
Well, it ain't rocket science. It's adults only, almost anything goes. Obviously, anything that might constitute a breach of Australian law.
Of course.
But adults only, clothing optional, almost anything goes. And, if any of your listeners are aware of the Hedonism Resorts or Desire at Cancun, et cetera, that type of adult environment. But as always with the media, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, guys.
Yeah, true.
Now, have there been, and I get the impression maybe from a couple of sentences in the article we read, it sounds like there are still some people in 2008 who don't approve of adults being able to go to a place like yours and do what they want to do with other consenting adults. Is that right, Tony?
Well, not that I've really come across. As I alluded to before, we're a reasonably small property, but we're in a very, very small town, a town of 2,000 people, so it's a backwoods country town. The 7 years we've been here, the town and the shire in general, the county, to use your terminology, mm-hmm. has been very welcoming and supportive of what we do, simply because we bring a lot of business to the town and everybody benefits. So, you know, we're going to have the odd Catholic priest, not that we're really concerned in this day and age about what they might have to say, right. given their own problems. But,
right.
you know, there's always the odd idiot, ill-informed and ignorant people that'll stick their head up and make comments about something that they know little about. The reality is that... No, for the most part, our own mayor has come out, boss of the tourism industry has come out, totally in support of what we're doing, understanding what the reality is.
So almost anything goes. I would like to, before I book, I would like to run a few sex moves by you. And then you can just give us the thumbs up or thumbs down based on whether it's accepted or not.
Okay, simple yes, no.
All right, the Brazilian slime viper. Is that allowed?
Go for it.
Go for it. Okay, good. The scroonicorn.
Missed that one.
The scroonicorn.
Sounds dangerous.
Is there a pass option?
Yeah,
you can pass. That's fine.
The Hindenburg.
Always.
The Hindenburg always, okay.
Yep.
How about swimmer's ear?
Not knowing what any of these bloody things mean.
How about the pig roast? Is that allowed?
No, mate. We don't. We're no pigs welcome.
Okay. the Puerto Rican fog bank?
Say no.
Yes or no?
No. You definitely say no. Hey, Tony, let me back up one sec. No pigs welcome. What do you have any kind of a, how can I say this delicately, screening process to for the quality of the guests during March?
Yeah, we do. How do you do that? I mean, it's like anything. It's initial approach, attitude. You know, you can only book via a website, and you know, idiots that, as I alluded to before, again, ill-informed and ignorant, and asking stupid questions when the information's clearly in front of them.
Right.
You know, they're obviously going to get here and ignore the simple guidelines anyway. So yeah, it's not a difficult process to work out. The idiots from the people with some common sense.
What about the mushy biscuit?
Oh.
All right, Kevin, put the list away. So you won't let in people that are stupid or obnoxious. How about ugly, though, Tony? That's our big concern with anytime we hear about a nudist colony, is do we want to see some of these people naked?
Well, my wife and I ain't Tom and Nicole by any stretch of the imagination. there's probably a lot of people that are happy with that, but looks don't come into it. Attitude and personality, guys. I mean, you're on radio, so you know all about that.
Sure, yes,
yes,
we do.
We do.
Exactly.
How about the Lithuanian typewriter?
Oh. All right, Kevin, that's enough. So basically, if you're a goer, it sounds like the white cockatoo in March 09 is the place to go. Now, for our listeners who are well-heeled and maybe this sounds good, is it too late to book or is the thing completely sold out?
Well, I got to tell you, there's only about five options left right throughout the month. It's almost booked out. I mean, and it'll be booked out in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And you don't have to be well heeled. I mean, you guys only have to think about the exchange rate at the moment. We're doing it for $129 a night, Australian dollars for a double. We're including, you know, standard beer, wines, and spirits in that price. So for, you know, for you Yanks out there, you're looking at $60 or $70 a night. It's a gift.
Okay, so $60 or $70 a night. I need to know if I can do the narcoleptic autopilot. Is that allowed?
All right.
I need to know.
You have to find out when you get there, I think. There's some surprises ahead.
All right.
Hey, we do have vacation time in March, by the way. I just hope Kevin and I don't both show up at this resort. That's my biggest fear.
Oh, we're looking forward to seeing the reservation
arrive. Right? All right, Tony, you are awesome. Thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck at the White Cockatoo Resort in Queensland, Australia. Have a good night, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to ask him about the chocolate omelet. Damn it. The two different ways you can win tickets today to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. You're listening for a song, like usual.
Okay.
The song you're listening for is Paramore Decode. When you hear that, be caller 20. You'll win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights. The other way, for those of you that hate the phone and never seem to be able to get through, if you want to earn it out on the streets today, Beer Mug is going to be in Anaheim at the Del Taco at 213 East Catella Avenue.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a scavenger hunt item list, and you have to get as many items as you can and get down to where Beer Mug is.
I love these, and I always think, A, if I were listening and trying to win, I would never be able to do it, and B, somebody always comes up with way more items than we expect. There's always somebody out there who's so unbelievably resourceful and is able to practically complete the task. We've had years where they've come up with all of them, in fact. But we do have all of this information that we're about to give you at krock.com. It's on the front page. Beer Mug has tickets that you can win if you can come up with the following scavenger hunt items. Number one, for instance, in honor of the Offspring, we're looking for a Slinky toy. Okay?
Okay.
Gotta bring a Slinky. Number two, for Rise Against, a box of baker's yeast. That's what you use to make the bread rise, by the way. Baker's yeast. You can find that in any supermarket. For Stained, a tie-dye t-shirt is what we're looking for.
Okay.
Hollywood Undead, we need a copy on DVD or VHS of any version of the movie Dracula. Any story that's been made about Dracula is what we're looking for, Hollywood Undead. For The Cure, a can of Tough Actin Tenactin.
That's good.
Because that's The Cure. We need a mouse trap in honor of the Killers. We're looking for a toy taxi cab for Death Cab for Cutie on the bill this weekend. Kevin, tell me about number eight, because this one was a surprise to me.
Me too. For Franz Ferdinand, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey.
Why is that?
Because his real first name is Ferdinand. Ferdinand Louis Alcindor Jr.
No kidding. Had no idea.
I didn't either.
Huh.
No one ever used his first name. He was always Lou Alcindor.
Yep.
That's the only way I've ever heard him referred to before he changed it. That was a big surprise to me, but that's what we're looking for Ferdinand. For Scott Weiland, we're looking for a roll of Scott brand toilet paper. And this one's going to be a tough one for some people. For Snow Patrol, we need a lift ticket from a ski resort. A ski lift ticket is what we're looking for.
A lot of people who snowboard or whatever, they have they keep the ski lift tickets on your, you know,
on their jackets.
On their jackets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
exactly.
A lot of people have a lot of them. Okay. So do you have to have all of these items? The answer is no. You just have to have more items than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And you've got 2 hours to get to Beer Mug's location. That's the cutoff. It's going to be at 8:30 this morning. Again, the Del Taco, 213 East Catella Avenue in Anaheim. It's right off the 5 freeway. We have all this information at Carrick.com, including the complete list. The beautiful thing about this is a number of these are available pretty easily at a store, and they're all inexpensive items. And you can use your head and think about some of these others. You may, know somebody who's got kids that might have a toy taxi cab, for instance. You may know someone who's a skier who might have the ski lift ticket. You got a friend who has a tie-dye. I mean, there is a way to kind of network a little bit and get these items together. But whoever has the most by 8:30, that's the person that's going to win tickets. And if I'm not mistaken, we're still doing the both nights backstage passes and in the pit, right?
That's correct. So you can earn them out on the streets today.
Nice.
If more than one person have all of the items, then the first one there, obviously will win the tickets.
Okay.
KROQ.com front page. You can look at all these items, find out the location. We'll talk to Beer Mug very soon, and hopefully you will win tickets to the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas, which is this Saturday. From one of our past years, Kevin and Me Christmas CDs, Linkin Park, and My December on the world-famous KROQ 106.7 KROQ.
You ever hear Josh Groban's take on that, by the way?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't expect Josh Groban to be covering a Linkin Park song, but apparently he is a big fan. He does a nice job with that. It's 6:39 on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning. Go to KROQ.com for the scavenger hunt to win your tickets in the pit for both nights and backstage passes for the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We just read the whole list to you on the air about 10 minutes ago. We'll check in with Beer Mug at his location in Anaheim in about 20 minutes or so. But again, you don't have to have them all. You just have to have the most to get down there by 8:30.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Amin's Black Christmas, front page of KROQ.com as well. It's a free download. You just click once. It downloads all 11 songs. I had to look, sorry.
Okay.
Kevin Amin's Black Christmas. It includes the title track from Federley's.
It's Black Christmas, you know it's Black Christmas, yeah.
Blickety black, 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 black. They call me Kevin Federline, your Yuletide aphrodisiac. Got gifts inside.
Yeah. I don't think he understands what we meant by it, but
no.
Okay. Joy to Dave, the King of Mexico.
You're just mad, cause you're not red. Not half as red as me. The Clippers are on TV. I'm the only one who slept with Miss Double D.
Yeah, well, he's got a point.
Well, wow. It is hard to argue with that. He is pretty rad for that.
We have Beer Mug, who is our Jewish friend, singing Why Couldn't Santa Ever Visit?
Why didn't Santa ever visit mommy? Cause we Jewish, did he think we had a lot of money? Why does he want to keep Christmas from me? I just want to wrap my dreidel in bells of holly.
By the way, people who aren't paying attention are thinking, oh, Kevin and Bean have another CD out at Best Buy this year. Maybe I'll go. No, not this year. It's actually a free download on the front page of KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean Black Christmas. 10 tracks of music plus a bonus track that you'll be so pleased to own. And it is available right now for free on the website.
Should we play Rudy? Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
Brown Christmas. I love our listener, Rudy. Yeah,
yes.
Bet.
This is his interpretation of this particular song, which you can download for free on the front page of KROQ.com. didn't know he sang, but apparently he does.
Rudy does it all.
I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas. Eat my tamales every night. With my Dickies creased up nice and tight. My cousin Angel and I will probably get in a knife fight.
He's a puto anyway.
Said, I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas. All of the gifts I give are free.
From like Dodger Stadium and stuff.
Watch the Raiders on my stolen TV. And my Heine's hair is awfully crispy. No, my hair is not crispy, stupid.
Yes, it is, bitch. Look, it's all like crunchy and sh**. Why you put all that sh**? It looks stupid.
No, I got it done yesterday, stupid.
You're stupid, bitch. Paint on your eyebrows and sh**. Damn, it's always on my keys. It's f**king Christmas, eh?
With my Regal sitting on 100 spokes.
Yeah.
My head freshly shaven and deloaks.
To bomb it.
I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas. Smoke weed till my eyeballs turn red. I think my abuelita is dead. But who gives a f***? 'Cause this is pretty good weed.
Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's there Christmas-y. You
go. What a sentiment.
You can download Kevin and Bean's Black Christmas for 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52, and you're listening for a song to win tickets for both nights of K-Rock's Almost to Christmas 2008 in the pit and backstage passes for both shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you hear the song Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
I don't.
That's the song you're listening for.
Everybody Wang Chung.
Caller 20 when you hear that.
I would check the website, maybe double check that that's the song.
Yeah, that's the one, Ralph. That's
Everybody Wang Chung.
That's it. Yeah.
That's not the song you're listening for, though. That doesn't have anything to do with the concert. Oh, guys.
Awesome.
We're not playing that?
Also at KROQ.com, you can get the details on how you can win the tickets by earning them this morning with the Acoustic Christmas Scavenger Hunt, and we'll check in with Beer Mug in location after the news. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Big day in Hollywood today, right, Ralph?
Big day. Big day.
Big day.
Golden Globes. These are the awards given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Bunch of freaking foreigners come over here and look at our movies and tell us what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
Asses. They have picked their best from dramas and comedies, and they have announced their nominations this morning. The Golden Globes, of course, often considered an indicator for who will show up for the Academy Award nominations. This telecast will be January the 11th on NBC, so you can get to see who wins and who doesn't. Here are your nominations for Best Motion Picture Drama. A bunch of movies you haven't seen. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which is not out yet, but it's been nominated.
Right. Okay.
Frost Nixon, which Bean is the only person who's seen in America.
I haven't seen it, by the way, but your friend Kevin has.
Actually,
what?
How about that?
It? I'm dying to see it.
Really good, and I had no interest.
What are you?
Don't even ask.
Stop
don't
with
ask.
You lately. The movie going.
He knows people.
This is what happens, people. By the way. Kevin mocks the movies that I want to see. Mm-hmm. Says they sound awful. I'll never see it. Then ends up seeing it and loving it. That's what happens over and over and over again.
When his wife or his showbiz friends make him go to something, and then he likes it.
Yeah, but not all the movies Bean likes. I end up liking only some of them.
Yeah,
but I do mock
the ones
all
you
of
go
them.
To. Yes. The ones that you go to, you end up liking.
That's correct.
Yes, The Reader. Oh, that's great, because it's about this guy who opens a book, and then he starts in the first page, man. He reads the F out of that book.
That's the Kate Winslet one where she killed all those people.
All right.
That one's not out yet either.
Revolutionary Road? Equally not out.
Have you heard of it?
Equally not out.
Just as much Kate Winslet, too.
Just as much not out as the previous films.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And Slumdog Millionaire, which Kevin also saw.
And is really good.
And mocked before he went to see it.
Yes. So those are your five best feature dramas. Best features comedy. See, the great thing about the Golden Globes is they do have a separate category for comedy musical films, which makes it easier for movies that get largely ignored by the Academy Awards to get some attention, which is always good. Burn After Reading, Happy Go Lucky, In Bruges, Mamma Mia, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona. The Woody Allen film. Best actor in a drama, Leonardo DiCaprio for Revolutionary Road. Frank Langella, who plays Richard Nixon in Frost Nixon. Sean Penn for Milk. Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And Mickey Rourke in the titular role as The Wrestler. Best actress in a drama, Anne Hathaway, Natch for Rachel Getting Married. Everyone's been talking about her being nominated for that.
Did you just say Natch?
Natch.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll do it if I want. Natch, 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 Natch. Angelina Jolie for Changeling, Meryl Streep for Doubt, not out yet. Doubt, not out. Not out.
Not out.
It's really
Kristen
annoying.
Scott Thomas, I've loved you so long. Me love you a long time. And Kate Winslet for Revolutionary Road. Best actor in a comedy or musical, Javier Bardem. For Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Javier, are you happy you got nominated for that role?
Very happy, friendo.
That's what I thought. Colin Farrell for In Bruges. James Franco for Pineapple Express. Brendan Gleeson for In Bruges and Dustin Hoffman for Last Chance Harvey. What?
What is that?
I don't know, but he was really good in it.
Wow.
Ralph, I'm delighted to see In Bruges get all this attention because I did think that was a great movie this year, and I wish I'd done better business. Where the F is Iron Man on any of these any of these lists?
Nope.
Are you kidding?
Where's freaking Iron Man? Where's freaking Batman?
Where's Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Iron Man was my favorite movie of the year.
Actress, comedy, or musical, Rebecca Hall for Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Sally Hawkins for Happy Go Lucky. That must be a effing great movie.
Happy Go Lucky?
Yeah.
You know what that one? You know what that one's about? That's about that unbelievably optimistic teacher who has horrible things happen to her and like no one can figure out why she's all happy all the time. It's a Mike Leigh film.
Hey! It turns out she's smoking out.
That's L-E-I-G-H, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. Frances McDormand, Burn After Reading, Meryl Streep for Mamma Mia, Emma Thompson for Last Chance Harvey, once again, rearing its ugly head. Supporting roles, actor, Tom Cruise for Tropic Thunder, Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder, Ray Fiennes for The Duchess, Philip Seymour Hoffman for Doubt, and Heath Ledger for The Dark Knight. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams for Doubt, Penelope Cruz for Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Viola Davis for Doubt, Marissa Tomei for The Wrestler, and Kate Winslet for The Reader. So there are some of your larger nominations for the Golden Globes. Speaking of Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler, which is a film actually I had a chance to see a couple weeks ago. She is amazing in it, and she plays a stripper in the film. She was asked, how does she do her research for a role as an exotic dancer? And she said she did a lot of it by watching VH1's Rock of Love. She said it seemed like every woman who wanted to date Bret Michaels on that reality show was a stripper. So she watched a lot of episodes of that to get their behavior down, which is funny and true.
Yeah.
She also recruited the help of a friend who teaches yoga, and she went to a lot of gentlemen's clubs. And she says now she actually enjoys watching ladies shake their asses. So good for you, Marissa Tomei, who gets very naked in the film, by the way. So that's a good thing. Amy Winehouse is a hot mess.
Yeah.
But the people who work with her are starting to learn how to work around her. This is a great thing. Amy Winehouse is a horrible drug and alcohol addict. She's up all night long.
Yeah.
So her record label has figured out how to use that to their advantage. The big wigs at her label have booked three different recording studios in London overnight. All hours, the place is closed, they will rent it out and keep it open all night long.
Okay.
To increase their odds that she will actually stumble by and lay down some new tracks.
Really?
Yes.
They just hope that she happens past it and somebody
apparently
goes,
when
hey.
She does work, that's when she likes to work. When she's effed up out of her head at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's when she gets creative. So they have three different studios in London, open after hours, for her to hit in case she wants to come by and do some work.
That doesn't sound economical.
Well, actually, it is, because these places would be closed anyway.
So they wouldn't
get
anything.
So you get a much less rate in terms of renting the space.
Oh,
it's much less expensive to rent it after hours when they ordinarily would not be operating.
These new pictures that I've seen of Amy Winehouse, it doesn't look like she'll survive till New Year's. I can't imagine she can sing at this point.
Well, if she does sing, they're ready.
They're ready for it.
They're good to go. Because apparently it's not uncommon for her just to pop into a studio during her early morning binges, and they're hoping to get some fresh material out of the deal. So, look, if you can't beat them,
stupid-ass bitch,
join them.
Yeah.
And Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady are having a fight.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But it's not what you would think. Apparently, they're shopping for engagement rings, and Tom wants to get her a huge diamond, but she wants a smaller ring. It's the first time ever a man and woman have fought over the fact that she wants a smaller ring than he wants to get her.
Something tasteful, perhaps.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. You don't hear that often.
But she's a woman, Lisa. She wants the biggest diamond she can get on her hand.
She's also a really rich woman on her own.
So she probably has plenty of big rings.
She doesn't need the status of a big ring from him.
Brady wants to get her a big rock. She says she would be fine with an understated antique band. Okay. She is a catch.
She would probably settle for a starting quarterback. You know? You know what I mean?
That can walk. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Jermaine Jackson, 54 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue turns 50. Gary Dorton of CSI is 42. I'm sure I saw him dead in an alley someplace, being shot in the face in a car.
I cannot believe that they're still celebrating
his birthday when he
just
has
on the
been
show.
Murdered.
Just
and they don't the even have the common decency to take his name up a list of celebrity birthdays.
He's fine.
I find that inconscionable.
He's fine.
Monique from the Parkers is 40 years old today. Mos Def is 35. He's playing Chuck Berry in that new movie, Cadillac Records, by the way. Supposedly very, very good. And Ryder Strong, the actor from Boy Meets World. He's 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Listen, I know that that's one of the bands playing K-Rock's Almost Christmas 2008. But that
Did
was,
I win? Do I get tickets?
That's not the song you're listening for.
Did I win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for
that's
both nights?
That's not it. You're listening for
But they're playing. They're on the show.
You're listening for Baby Got Back. Which should air this hour some point.
Okay.
This hour.
Right, listen, people, don't ever listen to Kevin on anything, but particularly on this one. Just go to KRock.com. It tells you exactly what hour it's going to play and exactly what song. And in fact, it's this hour and it's Paramore Decode. So now you know.
Take all the fun out of it, man.
Speaking of winning tickets, Kevin, what if you can't get through on the phone? Is there any other way I can win these tickets this morning?
Wow. Hell of a setup.
There's some acting.
For your consideration.
I don't know, Bean. Let's talk to Beer Mug, who's out on the street. Good morning, Beer Mug.
Buenos dias, señores, señoritas.
First of all, Beer Mug, before we describe what's happening today, I just want to give you big ups because I heard your contribution to Kevin Bean's Black Christmas, the new digital download for free Christmas album this year. And first of all, you're pretty funny for a Jew.
Well, us Jews do have – we do hold the power of humor.
It's you very do. Well you, done.
It's an outstanding song, and it's something that I hope is going to become a Yuletide tradition. I hope that years and years from now, people will still be enjoying the Beer Mug holiday song. It's very well done, my friend.
Well, thank you. That's what happens when you put a lot of heartfelt effort into a song that means so much to me. And, you know, growing up, it was
– All right. Let's not push it. Are the cops coming for you right now? What's happening?
Well, you know, I don't think you guys realize, but sending me out on the streets with backstage passes and, you know, pit tickets. Actually, the fire department just pulled up right now. Can you hear them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah. Beer Mug is at the Del Taco location at 213 East Catella Avenue in Anaheim, just off the 5 freeway. We are doing our annual scavenger hunt. A little while ago, we gave you the list of items. We're going to repeat them for you right now, but you can also find them at krock.com. And Beer Mug, the plan is whoever gets the most of these items by 8:30 wins the prize package that you described. And if two people show up with the same amount of items, then the one that gets there first wins. Do I have that right?
Right. The person who runs up to me, who pretty much has to touch me, the person who gets here first.
Oh, come on. Let's not push it like that.
No. Well.
And by the way, there's an extra something in it if that fire department hoses him down. Just want to make that announcement.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
So the scavenger hunt, there are 10 items. They all relate to a band that's playing one of the nights. And the first one is The Offspring. You need to bring a slinky toy.
Okay.
This list, again, is up at krock.com. Second one for Rise Against is a box of baker's yeast.
Because that's Lisa, what
that can get infected in some girls. I understand. Aww, is that correct?
That is completely different.
Wow,
oh, it is.
Wow,
I just heard about it. I didn't know.
For the band Stained, we need a tie-dye T-shirt. For Hollywood Undead, a VHS or DVD of any version of Dracula. Any version of it.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb, by the way, and say, although it's not on the list, if you got a Blu-ray, we'll accept that as well.
Sure. The Cure, a can of Tough Actin Tenactin.
That's funny.
For The Killers, a mousetrap. For Death Cab for Cutie, a toy taxi cab. For Franz Ferdinand, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey. Now, apparently...
There's a story here, right?
His real name is Ferdinand Louis Alcindor Jr. I always knew him as Lou Alcindor before Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But Ferdinand is his first name. No wonder he didn't use it.
Yeah.
And you did say jersey.
Yes.
Please note, not T-shirt.
That's correct. Scott Weiland, we need a roll of Scott brand toilet paper. And for Snow Patrol, a ski lift ticket. So those are your 10 items.
Now, here's the thing. You've got an hour and 20 minutes, roughly, until the absolute deadline. You only have to beat whoever else is number two. I mean, you may not need – you may need six items. We don't know. You may need eight items. You may need all 10. We don't know. But there are people out there right now all over the Southland who are working hard to put this list together, and somebody is going to win both nights in the pit and backstage passes. And Beer Mug is there at the Del Taco location until 8:30. We'll talk to him just after that with the winner. So no one has appeared yet. Do we have that right, Beer Mug?
Only half the Anaheim Fire Department and police precinct.
Are they hosing you down? Hose him down. Hose Beer Mug down.
Yeah, that would be good for me. It's actually freezing out here.
All right. Thank you, Beer Mug. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And this hour, by the way, if you can't get that list together, you can listen for this.
Who let the dogs out?
No.
They're playing night one.
No,
you're confusing people. It's not the song.
That's not it?
No, it's not. Go to the website.
I need to research.
I feel bad for Brandon Flowers this Sunday night, by the way, at the concert, because on the one side, he's got to dodge the PETA people getting ready to throw blood on his fur coat. And then the other side, he's got to dodge Kevin, who's going to grab him and hold him by the neck until he explains, are you human or are you dancer? Because Kevin is so angry every time we play that song.
No, I'm not angry. I'm perplexed. I listen to it's not like I don't understand some of the words. I listen very closely, and now I'm obsessed with finding out what it means. And I know he's not the kind of guy that will tell you. But I'm obsessed now. I listen to it comes up to the platform of justice or whatever, and then he drops on his knees. I can't get it. He has to mean something that I could guess. No,
he's got to mean something.
It doesn't have to mean anything. There are lots of songs that just are words that sound good together.
I guess, but
that's bad songs.
But he really, really wants to know, are we human or are we dancer? So
he does ask that question.
I also want to know that badly.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, Brandon, if you're listening right now, you're really going to be you need security this weekend, is what I'm saying.
No way. Are you kidding? A little beat down. Let's talk about this time of year. Let's talk about pet parents, if you don't mind.
Lisa.
Hey, I am not in this particular little category.
Yet, because you didn't think of it.
Right.
Because I'm too lazy,
Our producer Alex was at the Grove, and there was a sign up. Get your pet's picture with Santa Tuesday nights at the Grove.
Yeah.
Get your pet's picture with Santa.
Well, I bet there's
ho, ho, ho! Come, sit on Santa's lap.
I bet there would be some cute pictures with pets with Santa.
Here's my whole thing. The pets are cute, and I don't have any problem. I know some do. I know there are degrees of disgust for pet parents. I don't have any problem with people who get their own pictures taken with their own pets. I don't understand the introduction of Santa Claus into the photo when it involves the pet. The reason you take your kids to Santa is because it's fun for the kids, because there's a mythology there that they understand, that they relate to, that they're excited about, that they find joy in. To the dog, it's just annoying to drag them to Petco and put them up on a smelly old guy's beard. I mean, I don't know why that's fun for the dog.
Wait a minute. Dogs love to go out. They love to ride in the car. They love to go to Petco. It's actually not at all annoying for the dog.
But the dogs don't get anything out of it being Santa Claus, though.
No.
There's nothing in it for the dog.
But it doesn't hurt them. They have a fine time going out.
They go back and tell other pets that they got their picture taken with Santa.
I bet those are
really
cute photos.
Yeah, I do. I don't hate, but I do find it funny. I find it funny. And Psycho Mike is one of those people.
Yep.
He says proudly.
And Bean's the guy, by the way, let me just point this out, full disclosure. Bean's the guy who takes pictures of his pets all the time. Birthday hats,
Anything
he
else?
No, I don't. Party.
I don't. I don't.
That would be
tough.
I have to defend Bean.
I have never put a hat on a dog ever.
Have you sent out pictures of your pet that your wife put a hat on?
That's all my wife. Okay. Look, I love my dogs. I love taking pictures of my dogs. I love being in pictures with my dogs. I don't do any of that dress up crap. I don't get it at all. I really don't. And I certainly am not taking my dogs to Santa this year. Even though, Mike, I have the cutest dogs in the world, I'm still not taking them to Santa.
Here's the bottom line. You are so wrong in so many ways.
That's
you
true.
You are such a giant dick.
That's true, too.
First off, your claim that the dogs don't get anything out of it. Untrue, like Lisa pointed out. The dogs love doing it because my dogs, I'm just speaking on my behalf, my dogs love going out in socializing with all these other dogs and getting to hang out and going into a new environment. And they totally, their tails are wagging the whole time. And
but they don't get anything out of being on Santa's lap,
you're
though.
Right.
They'd be just as happy as being on anybody else's lap.
Small detail. They just enjoy the process of going out there and hanging out with other dogs and going in the car, like Lisa said, and doing something new.
Do they like the flashbulb?
I don't know. That's probably
very exciting for them.
Secondly.
Wow, I just got blinded. What was that?
Bean says.
Who's this smelly guy with a beard, and why did I just get blinded?
Secondly, Bean says, as if he has some idea or experience about this, that kids love going because of the mythology of it. No. Children hate going to the mall or anywhere to get their picture taken with Santa Claus because kids don't like the mall, Santa Claus, and getting the picture. Kids like Santa Claus on Christmas Day because he brings them presents. There's nothing worse than going to get your picture taken with Santa Claus, and you're like, all right, I want a bike, and then I want this. And then he gives you nothing.
But that's a whole different topic. That's a whole different topic.
But we're just pointing out how you don't know anything.
No, yeah. but I think Kevin will back me up that kids enjoy the excitement of knowing that there is a Santa Claus and you get the chance to talk to him and tell him what you want. Am I right about that, Kevin?
It depends on the age. But when they're younger, at least they have some understanding of what's happening. At least they have that. I mean,
you're wasting everyone's time when you're taking your dog to Santa. You're wasting your time. You're wasting Santa's time. You're wasting my time hearing about it.
We're going to need to talk to people who have had their pictures, their pets in a picture with Santa, if you don't mind. Please stop calling for acoustic. We haven't played the song yet. We are going to this hour, but not right this second. So stop calling for that.
I bet dogs even like sitting in Santa's lap because 100 other dogs have already sat. He's like a big tree. Ew.
Stinks like puppy.
Yeah. They would love that.
That makes it even worse.
The bottom line is, if I had kids, I would take pictures with them at Christmas to celebrate the holiday
and
time of year.
Sense.
And yes. I don't have kids. I do love my dogs tremendously. Right. And this is my way of taking a picture and celebrating each year's holiday season. I don't see the problem. Like I already pointed out, my dogs love it. So F you all.
Hmm. Let's talk to Jason real quick in Riverside because he is the guy who takes the pictures of Santa and the dogs. So he's a guy who has a lot of experience, way more than the rest of us do on this particular topic. Hey, Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you. We appreciate that. What about these crazy pet parents?
Wait, do we have to be nice to you because you listen every morning?
Maybe.
You really don't.
Okay, good.
I will not take offense. I totally understand that my wife and I are kind of on the loony side of it. You know, I'll be the first to admit that. Really what it is we don't have kids. And this is our Christmas card that we send out is my wife and I with the dogs with Santa. And, you know, the relatives love it. It's something that we've always done.
I'd like to poll your relatives.
Don't love it. They're laughing at you. They're mocking you and your wife and your dogs.
Oh, I totally understand. And that's the humor of it. You know, you got to have a humor bone in you. To me, it's more funny, but, at the same time, it is a way of us to basically, family in other states. You know, hey, this is our life.
Is there
what we have going on?
Is there a difference between people who get their dog's picture taken with Santa without them in it? Just the dogs?
Yeah, I have seen that. To me, that's a little more loony than how I feel. I am.
But you sense that you're a little loony.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good, Mike. A little loony.
I sense it might all. It's always a little extreme when you do human type things to a dog.
Right.
I understand that, and I am a little crazy in love with my dogs.
Right.
But I don't take them to a photo studio. I take them out to a place where there's a given meeting point.
Little loony.
With a lot of dogs.
Just say.
I don't think that's
say
crazy.
The words. I'm a
little
loony.
Little loony.
Okay.
I understand that we do that too, and we have many, many photos of that. But when it comes to the holiday season, why not? And just like you guys were saying a few minutes ago, my dogs actually love it. They love to get out of the house. They go to we do it at the Humane Society.
If dogs could talk,
they love to go. They love that.
Listen, Jason, I'm glad you called. I'm sorry you and your wife are barren, and I hope you survive this holiday season. Thanks for the call. All right, we need to take a break. Obviously, the phones are blowing up on this with people who have opinions on it, and, of course, people who really do get their photos taken with their pets in Santa. We'll continue in a moment right here on camera.
The picture that's centered right there and is prominently featured on the Kevin and Bean page of KREC.com of Psycho Mike and his wife Jenny and Lola and, and Santa.
Poor Santa.
Is Hot Chicks with Douchebags and Their Dogs.com.
Hot Chicks with Douchebags and Their Dogs, the holiday edition. By the way, every time I see Mike and Jenny together, I wonder how he got her. I really do, because she's so sweet, and she's so smart, and she's so nice, and he's such a tool. Like, how did that happen? I don't get that.
Look at poor little Lola. Look at the look in her eyes is just like, someone please for Christmas this year, take me out. Just put me down. I can't take this anymore.
I can't believe they're taking me to Santa. We are taking your phone calls about people who get their pets' pictures taken with Santa Claus at 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike is one of those people. Lisa May would be, but she's too lazy. I draw the line just ahead of taking my dog to Santa. So I understand the thinking process behind it, but I can't pull the trigger on that. I'm sorry. Let's where do you want to start? We got some good calls here.
Well, it doesn't matter. Let's start with Nicole in Cerritos. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
You take your pets to Santa?
Actually, I haven't found one in my area yet today, or yet now. But
we didn't say this year. We said, do you as a regular
have you
deal?
I have. I took her to get a Halloween picture.
With
well,
whom?
That's better than dating, I guess.
Well, most girls would do have a date and go out with a guy.
Right. Nicole, why? What's going on with you? What's the problem here?
Well, the difference for me is, and I'll rationalize it this way, is that I have a pet duck. I don't have a dog or a cat. I have a duck. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I think it's a little interesting for my family and friends to see her on the Christmas card instead of me.
Right, I don't know much about ducks, but does it seem like your duck is enjoying itself with Santa?
She's very personable, so it does seem like she is.
Okay. I'm out. I got nothing for her.
Nicole, thanks for the call. I have outdoor pet ducks, by the way. Manny Moe and Jack live at my house, but they don't come in or go in the car with me or anything like that. I think ducks are fun, but again, they don't have to ever intersect with Santa. There's no reason why an animal should ever have any interaction with Santa, I think.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Calling from Compton.
Yes.
You take your dogs to Santa?
My boyfriend wants to take his dog to take a picture with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse. I don't even take my own daughter to take pictures with Santa. And so what I did instead is I took the dog to a portrait studio. I spent $130, and he's happy with the pictures, but he still wants to take the dog to take a picture with Santa.
Really?
Wow.
Does he think the dog knows what Santa is and understands the miracle of Santa Claus?
Oh, no, not at all. No.
It sounds like you did a great thing, which is to give him what he wants, but not have to take him to Santa. And he's still not happy with that. You need to break
exactly.
up with him. You need to let him go.
Exactly. No, I thought it would be nice because the dog almost did die on him this year. It got a parvovirus. And so I thought, well, he's really appreciative of his dog.
Right.
But
So you spent $130 to get professional pictures taken,
yes,
and he still wants to take him to Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you should just let him take him to Santa.
Or you should take the dog and put the boyfriend down.
That's right. Take the boyfriend to the vet.
Exactly.
Nice dog.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Amanda.
All right, let's try Francis in L.A. on line four here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up. We do have tickets you can win in moments to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, and we'll check in with Beer Mug and find out how the scavenger hunt is going at K-Rock.com to give away tickets, too. Francis, what do you got for us?
My mom took my dog to Santa and didn't tell me. She just emailed me the picture one day.
She just came and said, can I take your dog for a while?
Yeah, basically. I just got this email, and it's my dog with Santa, and I'm like...
kidnapped it.
Wow. Wow.
But now you treasure that photo, right?
You need to put your mom down.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of death in this phone call.
That's the answer.
There is.
That's the answer.
It doesn't seem like we're making any kind of progress. It seems like no matter how many calls we take of people who do it, we're not changing their mind. They're happy with that decision.
Yeah, it does. It's a shame. We need to run things. We really, somebody needs to put us in charge.
Yeah.
Let's take one more. Let's take Jennifer in Woodland Hills because she's got a cat story. Let's see. Maybe this has got a little bit of a different outcome because apparently dogs are too amiable. Jennifer, what do you have for us?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Dean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Jennifer.
We took our cat to get his picture with Santa, and he was angry, and he hissed pretty much the whole time. And so we have this great picture of a really angry cat.
Why are you laughing, Jennifer? But when your cat was hissing, didn't you go, wow, not enjoying this? Maybe we should do something else.
Yeah, but he was kind of a grumpy old man, so he hissed at everything. So why not hiss at Santa?
But it's a funny photo. Are you going to send it out?
Well, it was actually a couple years ago, and my cat passed away, and so it's one of the funniest pictures I have of him.
Because it reminds you of how grumpy he was?
But doesn't it make you sad that he passed away because he wanted to pass away? You ever think about that?
He was 17 years old, so he really was an old man.
Right, but he actively left you.
He did. He had a really good life right up until you took him to Santa. That's what put him over the edge. Thanks for the call.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
What are you doing, my dear? Spring cleaning?
Well, since I have nothing to do, I'm trying to keep myself occupied and clean out and organize my closet.
Wow. That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
That was a powerful, powerful episode. It really was.
A very special
congratulations to Scott Johnson from Sylmar. Just picked up his tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. There's always a song to listen for. Go to K-Rock.com to find out what it is. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll tell you how you can meet Eli Manning for reals. We'll also find out who wins the scavenger hunt this morning with Beer Mug. And we'll talk about one of the worst leg breaks you ever want to see on video coming up in the next hour.
You don't want to see, actually, I don't think.
Let's take calls from people who had good leg breaks, by the way.
If your leg break was pleasant.
No, it was good. I had a good one. Yeah, it was a minor fracture.
This looks still. I enjoyed it.
Are you telling me there are no degrees of severity in a leg break, Ralph?
I'm saying all leg breaks are bad.
Right. This is one of the worst ones you've ever seen. That's all I'm saying.
One of the worst ones I've ever seen. Yeah. This looks horrible.
Yeah, this guy's not going to be walking in 6 weeks, I'll tell you that. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday morning. What's going on?
I need to get my own show a couple hours a week here on K-Rock.
Okay.
Because as I was listening to the last break, there was so much wrong going on there.
Yeah, but we...
That I didn't even walk into the studio because you wouldn't have had time for me to tell you all the wrong things that were happening.
You're always welcome to stop in.
Yeah, but we were trying to try to make sense to people, and it didn't help at all. We missed... Swing and a miss.
I'd like to talk to grown-ups, first of all, who are taking their pictures with Santa for any reason. With a dog, without a dog. What are you doing over the age of 12 with a picture of Santa Claus?
Unless you're drunk.
Unless you're loaded and it's hilarious. And even then, it's not when you sober up.
Right.
But to do it sober is just inexcusable. I love the fact that Bean is now naming just random wildlife around his house as if they're pets.
Oh, I have ducks.
I don't really have ducks per se, but they live on the island. But I've named them Manimo and Jack because they're like my pet. No,
Manimo and Jack.
If they're living on the island, you don't get to look in the sky and go, oh, that's mine too. That's my pet. That's Steve. That's Steve the hawk. He's another one of my pets. Screw
Ralph,
you,
these,
just naming
these
random
pets,
animals.
These ducks live in my pond for months of every year. Yeah. The same ducks all come right. back and live on my pond.
All right, yeah. Tony Soprano, thank you.
I'm just saying.
No, I've got a squirrel that lives in my backyard. I don't call him Al. Al the
What's
squirrel.
His name?
No.
What's his name?
Not name. No name. He lives free. He's a free animal, lives in the world.
I have
not
a possum
pet.
That's my pet.
Not my pet.
No.
Your
pet?
No. Not my pet. No.
But I feed the ducks and see them every day for months out of every year. Great. So I feel
They're
like I do have a
live on your
relationship with
nice
them.
Nice to have them there.
Yeah,
I'm taking them to get their picture taken with Santa this weekend.
We don't have time for that. Sorry, Ralph.
Golden Globe nominations are out this morning. Of course, the Golden Globes are handed out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And they're cheap. You can buy one. They're not that expensive. You really can just buy one.
And it's for boobs?
No, it's for acting and whatnot.
Oh.
These, of course, are considered sort of an indicator for the Academy Awards, which is good news for Heath Ledger because he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
That is good news for him. I bet he's delighted.
Motion picture. Well, just people have been talking about his Oscar chances for some time
Yeah,
now,
that's true.
So this is an indicator that at least he's on his way. Of course, nominated for his role as the Joker in The Dark Knight. Best Supporting Actor. Also, Philip Seymour Hoffman for his role in Doubt, which is a movie that you haven't seen yet because it's not out.
I haven't heard of
it. Comes
that.
Out this weekend. He plays a priest who's running a Catholic school, and Meryl Streep is an angry nun who's fighting him tooth and nail. Okay.
I'm not sure if he diddles anybody or not, but it's all there for you.
All right. Based on a big big-time play? Was it also based on a book, Lisa, originally?
John Patrick Shanley
play.
Know.
No, original play.
I remember the play, though.
Yeah.
How long was the play, Ralph? Exactly.
How many pages were in the playbill?
Ralph Fiennes for the Duchess. That's Ralph Fiennes, not Rafe.
Yeah.
Either this is a typo or it's his brother. I'm not sure. Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder. Tom Cruise for also for Tropic Thunder. Best Supporting Actor. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams for Doubt. Penelope Cruz for Victor Cristina Barcelona. Viola Davis for Doubt. Marissa Tomei for The Wrestler. Kate Winslet for The Reader. Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy. Rebecca Hall for Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Sally Hawkins for Happy Go Lucky. Frances McDormand for Burn After Reading. Meryl Streep for Mamma Mia. And Emma Thompson for Last Chance Harvey. Best Actor for a Comedy or Musical. Javier Bardem for Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Colin Farrell for In Bruges. James Franco for Pineapple Express. That was a hell of a performance.
That was great.
Brendan Gleeson in Bruges. Dustin Hoffman, Last Chance Harvey. Best Actress in a Drama. Anne Hathaway for Rachel Getting Married. Angelina Jolie for Changeling. Meryl Streep for Doubt. Kristen Scott Thomas, I've Loved You So Long. Kate Winslet for Revolutionary Road, the new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm sorry, Ralph, I just tuned in. Is this a list of movies I haven't seen?
Yep, pretty much.
Huh.
Best Actor in a Drama, Mickey Rourke for The Wrestler, Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Sean Penn for Milk, Frank Langella for Frost Nixon, and Leonardo DiCaprio for Revolutionary Road. Best Movie Comedy, Burn After Reading, Happy Go Lucky, In Bruges, Mamma Mia, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, and Best Feature Drama, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Frost Nixon, The Reader, Revolutionary Road, Slumdog Millionaire. So there are your Golden Globe nominations for 2008. The awards actually are held on January 11th next year. So you can tune in and watch all the stars.
Golden Globe does TV nominations as well, don't they, Ralph? Or are they just films?
How many people vote for the Golden Globes, Ralph?
Yeah, they,
and what are their names?
They do TV series as well.
Just trying to think, that's one of the things that's fun about that that TV show is that they have stars from everything at it. I was just curious.
Where do they vote, Ralph?
It's 801.
It's 801.
I'm not asking you to read them. I'm not asking you to read them. I just was trying, for my own clarification, they're the same people who do TV awards as well as movies, right?
It's the address that they vote at.
Television back series, musical, or comedy.
No, you don't
Rock,
have to read
Californication,
them.
Californication, Entourage, The Office, and Weeds.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's a good list.
I will give you more television nominations in the next hour.
That sounds like a pretty accurate list.
Yeah.
Of shows that I've actually seen.
Yeah. All right. Celebrity birthdays. Celebrity birthdays. Jermaine Jackson is 54 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue turns 50. Gary Dorden of CSI is 42. Monique from the Parkers is 40. Mos Def is 35. And Ryder Strong, who is from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah. His career has just taken off since that show. He is 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Deadline in about 19 minutes or so for the auction. Excuse me, for the scavenger hunt this morning to give away tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. We've been doing it all morning long. All the details are at krock.com, and we'll check in with Beer Mug and find out who wins. You know, this is the time of year where there's lots of stuff that you can buy, a lot of celebrity stuff for charity.
Right.
How about this one? A listener tipped us off to yesterday. It's one thing to watch Eli Manning and the New York Giants win some huge games on TV or even in the stands. Have you ever dreamed you could sit down with him and really ask him what it's like? Well, now is your chance. This is an auction for four people to hang out with Eli Manning at the New York Giants Stadium practice facility during the offseason. We want to find out more about this. We have our friend, number 10 from the Giants, Super Bowl MVP, Eli Manning, on the phone with us. Good morning, Eli.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm Eli.
You are Eli. How are you feeling?
Yes.
How you feeling?
Yes.
Okay. Eli, do you know that you are being auctioned off for charity right now on eBay?
Oh, no. I don't want to be a slave.
No, no, just for lunch.
I don't want to be a slave for lunch.
No.
It's lunch and a stadium tour. Apparently, some people are going to bid on it. You're going to raise a lot of money for the St.
Vincent's. Charity thing.
Yes.
Charity for the Catholic Medical Center in New York, St. Vincent's, is who you're raising money for.
Yeah. They do Catholic medicine.
Right.
They pray on you, and you get better.
I don't think that's how it works, but.
So what's involved besides, like, what happens at lunch when you're there at the stadium? What do you do, Eli?
Nothing that we need to cut with a knife. No knives.
Really? They don't.
They don't let you have a knife.
They don't let me use a knife.
Ever?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I
really,
have to
though.
Eat with a spork.
A spork?
Yes, because I can stick it in my eye.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Then I'd be blinded.
For those of you that aren't aware of what Eli Manning looks like, there is a picture of him on the Kevin and Bean page, and well. Look for yourselves. That's all
sure.
I'm saying.
Do you wear the helmet when you eat?
No, I have an eating helmet.
Oh. You have a different helmet.
A separate helmet.
Yes, it's more streamlined.
Okay.
So I can be eating faster.
Does it say New York on the side of it? Or just?
No, it says, if lost, please return to Archie Manning.
Okay.
Your dad, okay.
With all a right. phone number on it.
Mm.
That's probably smart. Here's what's involved in the auction, and maybe you can add something to what's described here. Locker room tour by Eli.
Yeah, this is where we put the stinky jock straps.
Oh,
over there, and here's where we shower. Although I shower with my pants on.
You do?
Yes.
Are you the only one that does that?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Because it makes me uncomfortable.
So you're going to show him the locker room
with the black man's penises.
Yeah. What
They're
do you know?
Huge.
Yeah.
They look like Duraflame logs.
Have you?
Only they're not on fire.
Right.
Don't worry.
They're not on fire.
They're not on fire.
Okay. Good.
It's fine.
They look
okay.
like off Duraflame logs.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that you got married to your high school sweetheart in the off season. Have you guys gotten naked together yet, Eli?
Yes.
Ooh.
Really?
You have?
Yes.
How'd you like it?
I don't know. We weren't in the same room or anything.
Oh.
But
I have been naked since I've been married.
No, I meant with your wife. I wondered if you guys had made love. I shouldn't have brought it up. It's above his maturity level. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Dad. All right.
I withdraw the question. I'm sorry. All right, let's get back to the eBay auction.
I'm blushing.
I know you are. All right, so locker room tour, we covered that.
Yes.
Lunch with Eli for you
no
and three
knives.
Guests.
No knives.
No knives,
no
right? Okay.
Knives.
Talk time with Eli to discuss the big Super Bowl win.
Yes.
So somebody's going to be there and talk to you about how you beat the Patriots in February.
Yes, we can talk about the intricacies of football.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ask me a question. I'll show you how I've been working on it.
Okay. What is your most successful pass play?
Throw it!
Right. It's a little more complex than that. But
no.
It isn't. Okay.
Guy catches on his head.
Yeah,
he
did
planned.
Do that. Well, no, it's not the
that
plan.
Was amazing.
I'll throw it and you catch it on your head.
That was an exceptional catch.
It was lucky.
Yes, it was.
Just throw it. Okay. That's right. What they say to me.
Okay.
Personal photograph opportunity with Eli, so you get to have your picture taken, right?
Yes, I will pose for you and go, cheese.
And a signed game-worn jersey and a pair of cleats. So you're going to be giving them a memento to take away from the stadium as well.
Yes, I will wear one of my tens, and you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cleats, you could have those, but my cleats are not pointy.
They're not?
No, because once I impaled myself on them.
Really? So they're
not... give me rubber cleats.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I see.
That's kind of sad.
I perforated my sack.
You get hurt a lot.
I sat on them on the bench.
Oh, man.
And the next thing you know, I had grapefruit in my pants.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, you can go to eBay right now and
You've
just do a search.
Never seen balls that big.
No, it sounds very faithful.
Sure I haven't.
They're big.
Have fun with.
I had to put frozen peas down there.
Yeah, I bet
yeah.
You did. Have fun with the winner, Eli. It's nice that you're doing this for charity.
Oh, okay.
We've given you a lot of reasons this morning to go to KROQ.com. For instance, Psycho Mike and his picture of his dog with Santa Claus is in the Kevin Bean photo page section. But there's a picture right below that of something that happened at the UFC fight last night. I don't know that everybody necessarily wants to see this picture, but you kind of have to. It's Corey Hill versus Dale Hart last night. And somebody's leg gets broken in a bad, bad way. What's the background on this? Corey Hill guy has not fought a lot. Fairly new to the sport.
No professional fights. Was in the
Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter, yeah.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Ultimate Fighter.
The picture on the website cannot possibly be real.
Let me, that's what you think.
I was just thinking about this. Legs normally break from the front to the back.
Yes.
His broke to the side.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, what happens when you kick...
It looks like it went to the
side. Above the ankle.
It looks like it broke to the front, but the force was so large that it whipped it... the bottom half, which is now essentially disconnected by bone, whipped around and is now flailing in the air.
It's a complete and total break.
It's so bad, it's almost cartoonish.
Oh,
I mean, it almost...
God.
You look at it and you go, that's not possible what I see here.
Here's what I don't understand, Mike, and you understand the physiology of the human body and of UFC a lot better than I do. It looked like this was one of a series of kicks that this dude was taking, and it didn't look that – the kick itself did not look that different than the one before it that didn't seem to do any damage. Why did this one make such a severe break?
A successful low kick, Muay Thai kick, is done you would try to make contact with your shin up towards your knee. And when you do it lower towards your ankle like that, you really run the risk. It's just softer tissue, and it's not as...
The bone's not as dense.
Exactly. And that's why you notice the block that actually broke the guy's leg is up higher on his leg, up by his knee. And it's a very tough, almost unbreakable part of your body.
Yeah.
And when you, like I said, you make contact on a kick lower towards that ankle...
So the guy was kicking, and the defender lifted his knee up, and so it was shin to shin.
Ugh.
Wow.
Okay, you can see the picture on the Kevin and Bean page, krock.com. There's also a link to the fight itself, which you can see from UFC.com. And I think we have the audio. Here's our friend Joe Rogan in the booth describing the action at UFC last night.
Dale Hart, Corey Hill, set for round number two. Fight scheduled for 3 5-minute rounds.
You ready? You ready? Fight!
Dale showing a lot of head movement, eats a nice kick. Oh, Corey fell down. Oh, his leg's broken! His leg's broken! Oh,
it's all over. Corey Hill has suffered a broken leg.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, man! Oh, man!
The doctors are in quickly.
Oh, man! I saw it when he went down, and I thought that I was seeing things.
Dale Hart feels horribly.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighter Corey Hill will be unable to continue. Therefore, referee Donnie Jessup has called a stop to this contest at 20 seconds of the second round, declaring the winner by TKO, Dale the Demon Hart.
TKO. They don't have a category for maiming, for cartoon breaking.
Joe Rogan, by the way, who is a very smart, aware guy, very articulate, very descriptive. There was nothing he could say. Yeah. There's nothing that would come to his mind except for stop the fight and whoa.
Fight. Dale showing a lot of head movement, eats a nice kick. Oh, Corey fell down. Oh, his leg's broken. His leg's broken. Oh, stop the fight.
The fight is all over. Corey Hill has suffered a broken leg.
Whoa. Oh, man.
This is not for everyone.
No, you may not want to watch it. But then again, you kind of have to.
Yeah, but you may not.
And then
like
you get
it.
Other people to watch it.
But you have to. You'll get sick to your stomach. And then you'll say, hey, watch this to your friends.
Right.
That's how it works.
This is why I got out of the UFC, by the way. This is why I don't fight anymore. Because stuff like this does happen in the Octagon. I didn't want it to be me.
Don't forget, tickets for the K-Rock Almost Christmas 2008 go on sale this afternoon at 5 and this afternoon at 6.
I think it's very useful for you, by the way, if you have trouble with telling time. If you need to know exactly how long till tickets go on sale, you just go right to krock.com. For instance, right now, 8 hours, 22 minutes, and 4 seconds until night number one goes on sale. So that's good information. You can win them, of course, by being called a 20 when you hear the right song. That's at krock.com. Or you can win them by being Casey from Orange, who is with Beer Mug in Anaheim right now on the telephone. Good morning, Beer Mug.
Hey, guys.
You've been down there at the Del Taco location in Anaheim, and we have been urging people to go to krock.com, look at the list of what we needed for the scavenger hunt, and you got your winner. How many items did Casey come up with?
Casey got 9 out of the 10 items, and let me tell you, it was down to the wire. We had a gentleman here with 8 items.
Wow.
And all he needed was the Dracula DVD and the Kareem jersey, and Casey came through right after him with the Dracula DVD to make it 9. Right down, right at 29.
How about that?
Wow.
Can we talk to her and find out how she did it, Mug?
Yeah, here she is. Hold on one sec. Here she is.
Casey from Orange.
Hello.
Casey, congratulations.
Thanks.
Turns out you have tickets, in the pit and backstage passes for Saturday's show and Sunday's show.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us, if I list the items, tell us where you got them from. If you got them from your house, you went to the store, you went to a friend's house. Number one was the Offspring Slinky toy.
I got the Slinky at Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah.
For Rise Against, a box of Baker's Yeast.
Walmart.
Stained tie-dye t-shirt.
From my house.
All right. Hollywood Undead, a VHS or DVD copy of any version of Dracula.
From a friend.
Okay. The Cure, a can of Tough Actin Tenactin. Walmart.
Walmart.
The Killers, a mousetrap.
Walmart.
Wow, she had quite a shopping spree.
No kidding. I want to find out at the end how much this cost her.
Death Cab for Cutie, a toy taxi cab.
At Walmart.
Walmart.
They have those.
Franz Ferdinand, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey. His real name is Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't have the Kareem jersey.
That's the one you didn't have.
That's the tough one. Yeah. Okay.
Scott Weiland, a roll of Scott brand toilet paper.
From Walmart.
Walmart. Snow Patrol.
That's everything.
Snow Patrol, a ski lift ticket.
From my house.
Your house. Okay, so you had that on your jacket or something?
Yeah.
All right, so you had two items. It sounds like you got one from a friend, and then the rest you went to Walmart. It must have been a bizarre shopping bag full of stuff that you walked out of there with. How much did it cost you at Walmart this morning?
Like $16.
Wow.
Nice.
What a deal.
Well,
how about
done.
That?
Yeah.
That's why they make everything in China. All right. So tell me about this morning, Casey. What time did you hear about this on the radio?
Right after 6:30, I had heard it, and then I called my dad, and he's like, just do it. And so I was running around everywhere.
Okay.
That's awesome. And, of course, then you had to make it in time. You cut it so close. Beer Mug said you showed up at 8:29. You had to have bought all this stuff, got all this stuff together. You're furiously driving down to Anaheim for the Del Taco. You had to be worried that somehow you're going to get there too late.
Yeah, I was kind of worried. I was speeding, hoping there was no cops around.
Excellent. Good. That's what we like to encourage.
Yep.
Well, you got tickets in the pit for Saturday and backstage passes, and you have tickets in the pit for Sunday and backstage passes.
Yep, I'm so excited.
Congratulations, and hey, we'll see you on Saturday night. Yes, Bean?
Yeah, definitely come up and say hello to us. We'd like to meet you this weekend. All right, Casey?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Beer Mug, and thanks to everybody for participating. And you can still win tickets by being caller 20 when you hear the next song to listen for, and you can find what that is right at krock.com. I will pay you if you say that. I will pay you.
It's
is there cash?
Nope.
No cash money. You make money. All you have to do is say it.
Nope.
Are there any standards
Bean
as to what
willing
Kevin
to
will
give
say?
Up cash? How can you not take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
That's true. It doesn't have very often.
We heard at Miss Double December broadcast last week what you'll say for
How
free. This you won't say for money? Come on. All right, it's 8:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's the remake of the Joe Satriani song from Coldplay. It's 8:50. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
All morning long, I've been mentioning the Golden Globe nominations that were announced this morning for the 66th annual Golden Globe Awards. It'll be on NBC on January the 11th. We've been focusing on the feature film awards for the most part, but as Bean mentioned last time we did Showbiz Beat, there are television awards as well, so let's get to all of those nominations. Best TV Series Drama. Dexter, House. Did you see the Christmas House episode last night?
No, I did.
Or last night?
But Dexter's way better than House.
Listen, you don't know anything.
Okay.
And second of all, you can't compare the two. They're very different, but they're both equally strong. Mad Men. Another one of my favorite shows. True Blood.
Did you vote this year? Are you the one who picked Ralph?
No, I didn't.
And In Treatment, that
never saw that
flimsy show with Gabriel Byrne.
I saw that.
Four out of five, pretty strong.
Very strong. I'd be hard pressed to pick a winner out of that, quite frankly.
Mad Men.
Best TV series, musical or comedy: 30 Rock, Californication, Entourage, The Office, and Weeds.
All strong.
All very strong. Best actor in a TV series drama: Gabriel Byrne for In Treatment. Michael C. Hall for Dexter, John Hamm.
Stop making those noises.
You, Laurie.
Stop.
For House. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers for The Tudors. He's good in that, too. Best Actor Comedy, Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock, Steve Carell, The Office, Kevin Connolly, Entourage, David Duchovny, Californication, Tony Shalhoub, Monk.
Come on.
Tony Shalhoub, as always.
Are you kidding?
As the Monk.
Are you kidding? That show's not even on anymore, is it?
Yeah, this is the final season.
Tony Shalhoub is dead.
No, he is not. The show is in its final season, and he always gets awards. Best actress in a TV series dramas.
Kira Sedgwick, the closer. Natch. Anna Paquin, True Blood.
Ooh, she's good.
January Jones, Mad Men. She has been amazing this past season. An amazing
sure
arc for her. Mariska Hargitay for Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And Sally Field for one of Lisa's shows, Brothers and Sisters.
Brothers and Sisters.
Which
what?
Doesn't
good
even
for her.
Exist.
That's a show?
Yeah.
Best actress in a comedy is Christina Applegate. Samantha who? America Ferrera for Ugly Betty. Tina Fey, 30 Rock. Deborah Messing, the starter wife. Please stop it with the Deborah Messing.
That's a bad show.
It is, and she's horrible.
Yeah.
And Mary Louise Parker, Weeds.
Yeah,
the supporting
great.
Actor in a series, Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother, Dennis Leary in Recount. This is for series, miniseries, or TV movie, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Dennis Leary, Recount, Jeremy Piven, Entourage, Blair Underwood in Treatment, Tom Wilkinson for John Adams. Best supporting for the same category, Eileen Atkins for Cranford.
What?
Huh?
Cranford.
I don't know what that is.
That one.
This guy makes up those superheroes we talked about.
Scott Cranford, yeah.
Laura Dern for Recount. She was amazing in that movie. Melissa George in Treatment. Rachel Griffith, Brothers and Sisters. Diane Wiest in Treatment. Mm. So there's some of your nominations for...
Love themselves some In Treatment, didn't they?
For the TV.
You know,
they sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
I found it
tedious. I tried to watch it a few times.
Wasn't it on like every night for five weeks or something?
Yep. Yeah.
That's too much. It's too much television.
Yeah.
Kevin, you seen the John Adams yet?
No.
How can you not have seen John Adams?
I'm
not going
to watch it. I'm
not
going to
watch that.
Freaking brilliant. Why not?
Let me think. I can't keep up with new stuff already. Super busy.
Super busy. Christmas shopping the other day, and I saw the John Adams DVD, and I thought, you know what? Kevin should see this. It's great. I know he'll love it. And then I thought, you know what? He'll never watch it. It would be a waste of money to send it to him. He'll never watch it.
It wouldn't be a waste. I could re-gift it. You know,
someone with taste. Here's something Kevin will watch, a new reality show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys familiar with the story of the disgraced Hollywood private detective Anthony Pelicano?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This guy may be going to jail. He's getting sentenced on Monday for counts of racketeering and conspiracy.
That's how he rolls.
Daily Variety says there's a reality show in the works starring his three daughters and his wife.
What?
The thrust of the Pelicano girls is that they'll be running the private eye business while dad's behind bars. Isn't that cute?
What? So he's teaching them, like, how to wiretap?
Exactly. Steal documents, that kind of thing.
What the hell?
Producers say it's a mix between Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Charlie's Angels.
Hmm. Interesting.
So now not only are the barely famous getting their own reality shows, now the families of the barely famous are asking for reality shows.
Yeah. Families of criminals who are barely famous are getting their own reality shows. It's a mix between Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Charlie's Angels.
Hmm.
Let's see. Let's take one crappy show from the 70s and a current crappy show and mix them together.
Put them together.
Make crap magic.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
Screen Actors Guild threatening to strike as soon as February, according to Daily Variety. This could have a major impact in the Southern California economy.
Economy's never been stronger. Don't worry about it.
We'll weather this fine. The ballots will be sent out on January the 2nd. Results will be made public January the 23rd. So we'll know by the end of January whether there will be an actor's strike or not. This could put a crimp in the Academy Awards on February the 22nd because if there is a strike, odds are the actors will not show up to collect their statues, which would make it a much shorter show. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it'd
be watchable.
It would be brief.
Yeah.
Would be that dude from the Academy just standing out there announcing things.
No, well, then it would be way too long.
What is your sense on what will happen, Ralph? I mean, a lot of people have to agree with you that it's just horrible. The contract may not be what you want, but it's a horrible time to put people out of work.
I'm telling you, it is. From everything I'm hearing, it is real close. Way too close to call.
That's just not good.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are angry about the deals that the writers and the directors have already accepted with the producers, saying that they didn't get what they should have and that we should get more. But there's other people, myself included, saying that's just the current state of the business. And they did settle for those deals, and it's ridiculous to assume we're going to get a better deal than those people did who fought hard for those agreements. So why not just take this particular deal? It's not great. It's not everything that the actors want, but it'll keep everybody working. And in the big picture, I think that's much more important, especially in the current economic situation.
Anything that's not a pay cut these days is considered a win.
Yeah. And this is, look, the producers are going to make their money. That's just the way it is.
Right.
But if you're making some of it, and you can keep making some of it, till the next time, maybe next time, the deal goes up, we'll
be able to strike a better bargain.
How long is it? Do you know? How long the deal?
I don't know how long the deals last, usually. But, so anyway, we'll know in February. Speaking of the Oscars, they've just announced that Jerry Lewis will be receiving the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award. This is one of the honorary Oscars they give out every year. He'll get his at the 81st Academy Awards. And then he will call the President of France and...
just chat?
Chat.
That's never happened.
Say thanks for everything.
It's never happened.
I hope they show a clip of his clown Holocaust movie while he's there.
Oh, finally, let's see that thing. And big, big goings-on on the set of Gossip Girl. A lot of scandal. Because apparently some of the actors over there are hooking up. We already know that Penn Badgley and Blake Lively are hot and heavy.
Sure.
Well, they had to with those names. They had to be together.
Ed Westwick and Jessica Shore are also spotted making out. But at a recent holiday party for the cast of Gossip Girl, Chase Crawford and Taylor Momsen were seen making out, according to the New York Post. Here's the problem.
Is that part of the gig?
Chase Crawford is 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Momsen, 15 years old.
Oh. That's tight.
Oh.
Which is not good.
That's not good.
I guess you can kiss when you're 15, right?
That's just not good.
Yeah? But
you can't do anything more.
No.
Without running afoul of the law.
Yeah.
So both camps, by the way, are denying it. Of course. And speaking of denials, Gordon Ramsay, the chef from Hell's Kitchen, is about to find out what hell is really like. His girlfriend of 12 years is speaking out to anyone who will listen about his affair with her. Because he's married, you see. He's been married for
how long has she been his girlfriend?
He's been married for 12 years. She's been married for, sources say, about five. Dating him for about five. She's now claiming publicly that she's the reason his marriage of 12 years has lasted as long as it has.
She encouraged him to stay?
Well, it's because he's so happy in his given situation
that he's
staying with his wife because he's got his cake and eating it too, basically.
And then yelling about it in the kitchen.
Well, he's yelling about completely different things. Oh. You'd think he'd be a lot happier given his situation. He'd be yelling so much in the kitchen, quite frankly.
Hey, whatever, guys. I'm good.
I'm guessing, though, his wife's not going to like to hear that his girlfriend is the reason their marriage is working so well.
Yeah.
That's sort of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see how
that guy. What would he need him for?
And Amy Winehouse's record label is taking advantage of her late-night binges. According to the British tabloid The Mirror, they have booked three different recording studios at all times after hours to increase their odds of Amy actually making new music. Apparently, this is how she likes to work. She goes out and gets a load on, and then in the early morning, she likes to pop into the studio and lay down some tracks.
Okay.
So they keep three studios open late at night, hoping that she'll stumble into one of them and actually accidentally record something they might be able to use.
Wow, that's some hopeful thinking there. They should put one in the emergency room is what they should do.
Yeah, she's in the hospital bed now, isn't she?
She's there all the time.
And they hook her up to like an IV and an EKG and a microphone. And then just hand her a guitar and see what happens. You might get lucky. Look, you put a room full of monkeys together with some typewriters.
Bound to get something.
Bound to get something. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jermaine Jackson. He is 54 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 50. Amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks great. We've brought this up in the past with him and other guests who have come in who have had serious hard drug problems in the past. I don't know how guys like that look as great as they do.
Heroin. Only heroin is that
rule. Is it heroin? Is
no,
that the thing?
It doesn't, because have you seen Billy Idol lately?
Yeah.
That guy's like 50, and his
You're
was
right.
booze and blow and everything you could ingest all the time. He did it.
True.
And looks like an underwear model.
Deal with the devil. Yeah.
But most guys who use heavy amounts of heroin all look exceptionally good for their age. I can go down the list.
So you're recommending it, Mike,
Anthony
is what it sounds
Kiedis,
like to
Nikki
me.
Nikki Sixx, Robert Downey Jr.
So you're saying it's good for you?
It's a preservative is what
it
you're
is.
Saying.
It works very well. Chris Cornell. Made our heads explode when he told us he was 40, like 47 or something. We all thought he was in his
best looking guy in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Dorden, he is 41 years old today. He was the one who was popped on the way back from
Vegas,
Lollapalooza.
Right?
Wasn't it Lollapalooza?
That's right.
Coachella. And they found 97 kilos of all kinds of drugs in his trunk. And he was just carrying him for a friend or
just
something.
Just taking him around.
He looks pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. Actress and comedian Monique is 40, Mos Def is 35, and Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. I can't stress this enough. If you are interested in buying tickets for either night of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, by now you've heard that they go up at 5 o'clock for night number one this afternoon, 6 o'clock for night number two. It is online only, and you have to be a K-Rock Street Team member in order to be able to buy those tickets because there's a password that is required. But all of that is free, and all that information is available for you right now at KRock.com. Don't wait until 4:59.
That's not – we can't.
Fantastic.
That's not the password,
that's
Ralph.
That's the password
that's
to
not,
get on.
That's not the password.
Why did you want me to tell people what the password is?
Because we can't say that word, so it can't be the password.
I think that's the password.
It isn't.
Yep. It is.
Wait,
it is?
Kevin, yep. you're aware that we can't say that word? Did I just hear you tell Ralph that we can't say that word on the air? You know that?
Of course. What's wrong with you people?
Just going to give it a taste. Mmm. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
Okay, that's
wow. Fine. That's troubling.
Wow.
Mm.
That's just not good.
This afternoon, Kevin Abin, Cinco de la Tarde. We have the update on the Ticketmaster situation, which is all good. Omar hates charity. Why does Omar hate charity? Our own Omar. What's the problem?
I don't know.
That's weird.
9/11.
Why is he bad? Is it 9/11?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I don't even understand that. All right. So come on back.
Omar North Tower. That's what we call him.
See us this afternoon. But until then, we've got Kat Corbett with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including The Weezer, also STP, Linkin Park, White Stripes, and more after this on the world famous K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin Abin Show, Cinco de la Tarde. And tonight, of course, is the night that tickets go on sale for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
Yep.
While you were logging in furiously to Ticketmaster to buy your tickets to see that band right there, STP, Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater, along with Rise Against, AFI, Stain, 3 Days Grace, The Offspring, Slightly Stupid, and Hollywood Undead. There were thousands of other people trying at the same time. We can't officially announce that it is sold out yet because of how things work, but whether you get tickets for night number one or not, everyone should know tickets go on sale for night number two at 6 o'clock. So in about 50 minutes from right now, you're going to be able to buy those tickets too. Very exciting night for us here at K-Rock, and we always thank the people that do support us and the charities that get the money for taking the time to buy tickets to come to our shows.
And we love Ticketmaster. Nothing ever goes wrong with Ticketmaster, and that's our favorite thing about them. We would like people to know, however, if you just bought tickets, tickets are $75 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's our charge, which has been the same for a couple of years, which is shocking, knowing the economy right now.
True.
But they didn't jack it up to about twice as much. But Ticketmaster then adds on a couple of fees. And we thought perhaps we would find out what some of these fees are, because by the time you're done, you have to refinance your house to get tickets for Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a great idea, because we know what happens to our money. We use the money that we put, the face value of the ticket, into staging the show for you, and then give the rest, which is a sizable amount of money, to the local charities that we mentioned on KRock.com. But what about all the Ticketmaster fees? What are all those that we have no control over whatsoever? What do they mean? We got a representative from Ticketmaster to agree to come on the air with us, and we'd like to say hello to Mr. Mel Bridgman on the phone. Good morning, Mel.
Good evening, fellas. How you doing?
Well, we're very good. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're good. How are you?
Any
How
are
you guys doing?
We're good. You?
Great. Any? Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Okay, good.
Well, we're fine, Mel. Any problems that we should know about with night number one going on sale? So far,
no,
so good, I hear.
Everything's gone completely smooth, and everybody's getting their tickets. Everyone who wants a ticket apparently is getting one.
Sure.
It's all worked out terrific, and there's no complaints whatsoever.
None. Would you mind if we ran through some of the charges? Because we do get a lot of email from listeners. And we would like them to know that we don't have any control over some stuff.
Well, neither do we. Sometimes we just have to slap fees on there. We can't help ourselves.
Okay, well, let me run some of the charges by you, and then you can maybe tell us what.
All right, go ahead.
$4.75 facility fee.
Right.
Okay,
you've got to have a place to put on the concert,
that's
right?
That's for the arena, okay.
You have to need a facility.
Okay.
So what we do is we charge a little extra, and that's what pays for the facility.
Okay.
In other words, that's how much – I don't understand. Why are you paying the facility? I don't get what this money goes to, this facility fee, as you call it.
Well, there's a place where you had the concert, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's called a facility.
Right.
Right, and K-Rock is the one who booked that.
If you want to have it in a venue, then we got to charge a facility fee.
Okay.
I don't see what that has to do with Ticketmaster, but I'll let you slide.
Facility needs to be had.
Okay.
So, in order to pay for that facility and for Ticketmaster to work in conjunction with that facility, then we have to pay them in order to get the tickets for that facility.
Now, let's get to your fees. $11.55 per ticket.
Yeah.
For Ticketmaster.
Yeah, that's for the Ticketmaster.
$11.55 each ticket. Not each order, but each ticket.
No, each ticket has to be personally approved by the Ticketmaster. He comes down, he looks at all the tickets,
okay.
He says, yeah, this is a good one, no, this is a bad one. So we make sure the Ticketmaster, look, he's got a great eye for tickets. He's able to really pick out what looks good on a ticket. and he puts it all together, and he's the one who sort of gives it the okay. So it's a, he's got a rare talent. The man needs to be compensated. What can I
okay.
say?
Okay. Now, Mel, I guess I'm stupid. I never knew until this conversation right now that there is a real Ticketmaster.
Sure.
There's an actual guy who has that job.
Sure. Well, where do you think the name comes from? Why wouldn't there be a Ticketmaster?
Well, what's his name?
Yeah.
Carl. Carl, okay.
Carl now, the Ticketmaster.
Now, on top of the $11.55 Ticketmaster fee for each ticket, there's also a $3.40 per order Ticketmaster fee.
That's right. That's the processing fee.
Okay, so you get $11.55 per ticket, and then you get $3.40 per order.
Well, one's for the Ticketmaster. That's not even us. That's just his salary. Okay, then there's the processing fee. Do you want your tickets processed? I think so. You ever try to use an unprocessed ticket?
No.
Get you sick, that stuff. They got to be homogenized. They got to be, cleaned, pressed.
Mm.
You don't want like a wrinkled, unprocessed ticket coming out of the machine. So they got to be processed. That costs money. It's not our fault. Things cost money.
Okay. Now, let's say that I own a computer and I would like to print my tickets at home. I don't want
right.
to mess
you
with
local.
You
own a computer and you like to print your things at home.
Okay. There's an additional $2.50 print fee. For
right.
me to use my printer
yep.
and ink that I bought
uh-huh.
to print the ticket, there's a $2.50 Ticketmaster fee on top of everything else.
Absolutely.
For the convenience
you're
of...
You're taking money out of the mouths of our processors, okay? They got kids to feed, all right? So if they're sitting there with nothing to do, we're paying them to do nothing because you're doing all the printing.
But,
so what are they going to do? Nothing. They still got to be paid, so we got to give them something, right?
But you paid them a processing
like
fee
a tip.
Already.
It's like, hey, thanks for your good work. Here's a little $2.50 for you. Boom. Get yourself something nice. Fill the stockings for the kids.
But it doesn't cost you anything if Kevin uses his printer, his ink, at his house to
right.
print out the ticket. You don't have to do anything.
All right, listen. If he's using his ink, right?
Right.
Then we're not using our ink.
Right.
Then that ink sits there, goes bad. Then we got a bunch of bad ink we can't even use later because it's already spoiled. So what are we going to do with that ink? Throw it out. That costs money. That's waste. You guys are causing waste. It's more like a recycling fee almost.
Mel,
it's like a waste disposal fee.
It's not milk. We're talking about ink here, okay? It'll last a week.
Oh,
right? It'll
sorry.
Be fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gutenberg's Bible. I didn't know you were some sort of expert on ink. I guess you know something.
Wow. Well, it just we wanted to highlight some of these fees because K-Rock gets nothing. The charities get nothing. We have no control over these, yet you continue to tack them on and raise them, it seems like, every year, Mel. It seems like it's too much. That's
well,
all we're
saying.
We got
a few more fees we got to worry about this year.
There's
people
more?
Are finding, yeah, we got the maintenance fee.
What's that?
Well, we got to keep machines working, right, or else the tickets don't come out.
Well,
who's
going to
pay for that?
Isn't that part of the processing
That's
fee?
$6.12 for that.
What?
We got the you probably enjoyed a concert, right? You enjoy your concert?
Yeah. Well,
there's
hopefully.
A joy tax. You got to have the joy tax.
There's no joy tax.
That's $3.24. That's just, you know, you're enjoying yourself. How about us? What do we get?
No. Well, you get the other $500 per ticket.
We got a gas tax, of course.
For what?
Someone's got to drive to work at Ticketmaster to get those tickets out, right? Gas used to be expensive.
Right, but it's not now. It's like $1.85.
We bought all our gas before the prices went down.
Well, that was stupid.
There's an audio-visual royalty tax.
What's that?
You're going to be watching and listening to the concert, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, who's going to pay for that?
Nobody.
Somebody's
it doesn't cost anything to watch a concert.
Are you going to sit in the seat? Are you going to actually sit in the seat?
Well, yes.
That's an $18 sit tax.
For what?
It's wear and tear on the cushion. With your fat ass all over it, we're going to replace that
but
sometime
doesn't that,
soon.
Doesn't that come from the facility fee?
Maybe.
Okay.
There's a sing-along royalty. That's $8.70.
Per ticket?
Per ticket. Because chances are you're going to sing along with some of the songs the bands are playing.
What if you don't?
But you will.
Refund?
We know you will. We know you.
So you just can charge
you.
It. Okay.
We got to charge for it because that's just f***ing annoying when people do that. You're trying to watch a show and some guy's singing, keeping separated in your ear or whatever.
That is annoying. I'll
yeah,
agree with you that.
So there. That'll shut you up. A little tax. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So our tickets are $75 a piece. What do they end up
grand
at?
Total each is $498.13 per ticket.
It seems excessive is all we're saying.
Don't go.
Wow.
What do you want from me? Go see Jingle Ball.
It's already over.
Watch Menudo sing. Enjoy yourself.
You can't use that language.
What do you want from me?
Thank you, Mel. Happy holidays to you as well.
And don't forget, tickets go on sale at 6 o'clock for night number 2.
Bring your cash.
And a lot of it.
A lot of it.
This hour, playing all bands that are going to be playing night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. Tickets went on sale at 5 for night number one. Tickets go on sale a little bit of, maybe a half hour at 6 p.m. That's when tickets go on sale for night number two.
And, of course, that's The Cure, The Killers, Death Cab for Cutie, Paramore, Franz Ferdinand, Scott Weiland, Snow Patrol, Vampire Weekend. And we'll give you a chance to win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for both concerts between now and when we get off on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Friday. Omar, what? Omar, what?
Do you guys think that's annoying?
Yes.
Okay. What's up with all the goddamn Salvation Army people doing that everywhere I go?
Look.
Seriously, stop it.
We've been having this conversation off the air for a couple of days. Omar has an unnatural hatred for that bell.
Because what the hell?
Well, it's to get your attention.
Yeah.
Okay, like we don't see that big giant bucket and they're all dressed in red with their freaking Christmas hats on.
Right, but
they need to do this.
But they're giving up their personal time to stand out there and raise money for...
So stand out there and wish me Merry Christmas or some BS. It's 2008. Find some other way of getting my attention.
Omar,
no.
You hear that bell for 15 seconds as you walk by the guy. But
No. I don't walk.
What?
I'm running by it. I want to get as far away as possible from that freaking bell.
Okay, let me just put it in context. How annoyed can you be once a year when you walk past that bell for, okay,
super annoyed.
25
Do you
seconds.
Hear this?
Yes,
do you hear this?
That is annoying.
Okay, okay.
But
stop it is my point. Okay, get on. It's 2008. Find a new, something new.
An air horn? Maybe or
air horn, dude, hire some hot chicks.
Yeah,
put a midget out there or something. People be all curious. Hey, there's a midget out here. I'm gonna give you some change. You know what? You know what this does? This makes people rush by, and you're not doing yourself a favor. Nobody's gonna put any money in that.
Why do you hate? This is a tough time of year.
Because of this, tough time of year. I don't need to be hearing this.
A lot
okay?
of people need help.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm walking into
doesn't
my Target.
Doesn't sound like it,
dude. Well,
doesn't
well,
sound much
because
like
of this. So Salvation Army, stop it.
But can't you cut them some slack? Don't they get a pass just because of how great the organization is? They help with disaster relief. They help with homeless people, drug and alcohol rehab. I mean, they do so much stuff with that money. That's all they're saying is, hey, we're just trying to get your attention because you're shopping.
My point is that, fine, they do good work, okay? I'll give them that.
Okay.
My point is, the bell, really? 2008? You know what the bell, to me, it's just like, okay, you know, like people when they have butlers, oh, here's the bell. Do something for me? F you! Okay?
It's not a demand. Dude, it's just, hey, look over here. That's all it is.
Hey, I see you. You can't. They're right in your f***ing way to get through the f***ing door.
Whoa.
You
can't.
You know what? Next time I see their f***ing bucket,
you
I'm going to take a f*** in that bucket.
Okay.
And then
right,
they'll stop with the f***ing bell.
Oh, all right. This is
on.
Too much.
Wow.
Omar needs to leave. He needs to be escorted out. That's
wow.
not that's not the holiday spirit at all, oh. Come on.
You know, f*** them.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
It's a tough time to be raising money for charity.
I got a tough time with my ears with this. Come on.
In Omar's defense, he is just saying.
I am.
Right, will you give them money at least once this year to counteract this
if
negative...
If they let me in their bucket.
to counteract this vile that's coming out of your mouth.
Come on.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde, coming up at 6 p.m. Tickets go on sale for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008.
Yep.
You can only buy them online. Again, this year, details at KROQ.com. You must be a street team member, and that is free to register, and it's not too late to do that if you want to go to night number two. By the way, we promised that we would give away tickets to both nights in the pit and backstage passes. You want to do that now?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yesterday we asked for caller 100. What do you want to do today?
1 billion.
No. By the time they get through, the show will be over.
Yeah, they will have missed it.
Great.
Let's do caller 100 again. I like that.
All right. Okay. Why do you want to do this to the poor phone screener?
Just I like to picture them going, 34.
They just got
to
answer the phone 100 times.
67.
Actually, 300 times because people keep calling even after the 100th caller.
Yeah.
That's true. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Then you won't have to worry about the tickets that are going on sale because you will already have yours. Caller 100 right now to win. It's Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph is here with the Thursday afternoon showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Everyone's talking about the Golden Globe nominations. This award, of course, given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. The broadcast will take place on January the 11th. You can watch it on NBC. Highlights are Tom Cruise and Robert Downey Jr. both getting nominations for supporting actor for Tropic Thunder. James Franco was nominated for his stoner role in Pineapple Express. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie both nominated in Best Actor and Best Actress categories. She for Changeling, Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I'm telling you, that movie's awesome. Everyone loves... Oh, it's not out yet.
No one's seen it.
You cannot give an award to a movie that no one's seen yet. It's just not right.
Aren't most of these movies that haven't been seen yet?
Yes, most of the feature films are movies that aren't even out yet. The Reader, Revolutionary Road, Curious Case of Benjamin Button. These movies all did very well in the nominations, and no one has seen them except for the foreign press, apparently.
It does suck how many weeks go by without an exciting, good movie for adults that you can go see. And then they all come out within the same three-week period just because of nominations like this.
Kate Winslet's got two nominations, one for The Reader, one for Revolutionary Road. Milk surprisingly left out of the Best Motion Picture Drama category. Everyone was assuming that would make its way in, but it did not. Heath Ledger got his long-anticipated nomination for Best Supporting Actor for the Dark Knight film. In Bruges, which didn't do all that well in the box office, walked away with three nominations. It was very popular with the foreign press. So there's some of the highlights. Also, TV highlights, Dexter House, Mad Men, True Blood, and In Treatment, all nominated for Best TV Series. Best Musical or Comedy TV Series, 30 Rock, Californication, Entourage, The Office, and The Weeds. So, interesting.
Good shows.
Interesting nominations this year. Actor category kills me because Hugh Laurie, John Hamm, Michael C. Hall, all nominated for Best Actor in a TV Series. So it's going to be a real dogfight, but I think the dog's going to win because Judi Dench is nominated for something. So, so I'm guessing. Let's talk about other showbiz news, shall we? Britney Spears has lost a ton of weight. Everyone's talking about how her body's back in shape, much like her career with the number one CD in America this week. However, she may not have done it in the most healthy way. Star Magazine reporting that she used a drug called Topamax, which is used for seizures or migraines, and it has the lucky side effect of making you lose weight and losing your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
They say she takes it twice a day because it keeps her from snacking. And there are a few side effects. Incontrollable shaking.
Yeah.
Insomnia. Anxiety. Stupidity.
Really? That's one of
family
the
dysfunction.
Side effects?
And eating cheese grits apparently are all side effects of Topamax.
So. Those are bad side effects.
They are bad side effects.
But isn't it interesting? It doesn't matter how long that list of side effects is. Lisa, am I right? Most women listening right now are making a mental note. Yeah, I got to check that thing out. It sounds like it might be all right.
Absolutely.
Well, what about the Ally? Remember the Ally diet drug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure do.
Did you poop your pants?
Yep.
People still it ran off the shelves. Could not find it anywhere. People were buying it so quick. All that matters is that you're thin.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei was nominated for a Golden Globe this morning. She was nominated for her role as a stripper in The Wrestler. I got a chance to see that movie, by the way. It's excellent. If you get a chance when it comes out, she and Mickey Rourke star. When asked how she did her research for her role as an exotic dancer, Marissa told IMDb.com, she did most of it by watching Rock of Love on VH1. She said, it seems most of the women who wanted Bret Michaels on that reality show were all strippers.
It was stripper heavy.
It was a lot of strippers.
Yeah.
She said she learned a lot from that. She also started taking yoga so she'd be more flexible. She frequented a lot of gentlemen's clubs. And she says now she has an appreciation of ladies who are shaking their ass up on the stage and actually enjoys going.
I'd like to point out a fact that maybe you guys forgot, and that is that Lisa May took pole dancing.
Oh,
that's right.
It's
right.
Easy.
At one point.
A mauve belt in pole.
That's correct.
Oh, I'm getting her classes confused. I'm not sure. She's got a belt in something.
It's
pole.
It's pole. All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5. He is 54 years old today. Nikki Sixx from the band Motley Crue is 50. Are we still in the Screw the Crew campaign? Or
no,
okay
that's
now?
No. We're cool with them now.
Remember, Tommy was angry at you guys.
Oh, yeah, he's not happy.
No, we're totally cool now.
Yeah. We tried to stop that, and we were useless.
You did not stop it?
Not at all.
No. Yeah. Our problem, if you recall, Ralph, at the time, wasn't the crew, really. The crew were fine. It was all the bands like the Twisted Sisters and the Warrants and the Skid Rows and all the bands who then thought they had the right to come back because the crew did. That was what we were trying to head
so
off
you were
past.
Fine with the crew. You hated the other bands, so you called your campaign Screw the Crew.
It may have been poorly named.
You might have been off the mark a little bit. You might have been wide of the target.
Tommy, we cool, right?
Yeah. Bananas.
All right.
Excellent. Glad to hear that.
Thanks for all your comedy help, Tommy. Gary Dorton of CSI is 42 years old. Monique of the Parkers is 40. Mos Def turns 35. And Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World turns 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Just moments away from night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 concert going on sale at 6 o'clock tonight. That is night number two, as we mentioned, and that is if you want to go see The Cure and The Killers and all those great bands that are going to be playing. All the details are at krock.com.
Plus, Nicole has 60 minutes of commercial-free music coming up next at 6, and it's all going to be night number 2 music. How about
Sweet.
That? Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we got the movie beat because it is Friday. We have Summer Glau in the studio tomorrow.
Oh!
She, of course, is Cameron on the Terminator, the Sarah Connor...
Excuse me?
Should I try that again?
What's the
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
She's a robot.
She's coming in with Thomas Decker, who plays John Connor.
And Kevin's first question is, why is Thomas Decker coming in too?
Because
that's 5 extra seconds per question that you don't have with Summer Glau. So, you know, compared to her, the rest of us are just dead weight.
I'm going to peel back her skin till I get to metal.
Yeah, that's not real.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Your job at the holidays was to dress up as Santa Claus. That must be miserable.
You know what's worse? Elf,
yeah.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Santa's helper.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to do a charity auction to sit right up front in the center for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. Backstage passes, the whole deal. So all the proceeds going to charity.
Great. All right. So stick around. Buy your tickets for night number 2. Enjoy 60 minutes commercial-free, nonstop, uninterrupted K-Rock music with our friend Nicole. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. By the way, Nicole has good stuff all from night number 2, including music by The Cure, The Killers, also Paramore, Scott Weiland, The Offspring, and more straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.